Are you ready to do this?
Sure.
Are you ready to kick out these jams?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to play some sort of death metal that I just heard.
No.
Oh. Oh, I get it. This is because you're back.
Goddamn right.
They didn't have a back in brown?
No. No back in brown.
Oh. Back in brown! Take a nap! The end.
And
I got some beer! I took a nap! I'm super tired! Burn out, burn out, burn out.
That's offensive to
AC/DC fans.
Yes. Not so much to me. I don't care. I know it's truth.
Hijinks and Sue podcast number 16 comes after 15. So, what's that faint brown sound I hear in the background? It's Eli. He's back.
Goddamn right.
From an extended hiatus. And here,
so ready to do this.
We'll get. This is a shallow victory, though. It's hollow. Because we couldn't get the whole fucking crew here. Not even once. Not once.
Still just
not
me.
Once. Now, no. Let me clarify. Denise is here filling in for Josh. And Denise is as much a part of this as anybody else. I'm happier about Denise being here than Josh ever being here.
Oh.
But why can't we just have everybody? It's so fucking pointless. Let's see. Eli, you've been at work. I mean, you have not gone home.
No.
Since, what, a month ago, since the last time you were on the podcast?
Haven't showered.
Or eaten.
Ew.
No.
You've been feeding yourself intravenously with, like, Tang and packs of Jell-O.
Yeah. Yeah, my only sustenance has been toenails.
Your own?
Yeah, my own.
You're like, God, just grow so I can eat.
Urine, because it's clean.
Yeah.
No. It tastes good.
Yeah, and it tastes good.
Right.
Taint
scrapings.
Yeah, well, and that's on top of the jelly.
You're not actually wearing any clothes. You've actually just grown a suit of body armor from your own funk.
Yeah.
Ew. You need to be scraped. Take you out back and hose you off.
Yeah.
Speaking of Josh, he's not here. He is once again, if I'm not mistaken, he'll probably correct me, but he's once again balls deep. Unable to be here. No, yeah. I don't think you can play music and sound effects at the same time.
Fail.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, we got the whole crew back together. Eli is going to be back for the first time in a... Why'd you turn that up? In 100 years. And Josh is like, hey, that's cool. I'm not going to be there. Why do you keep playing that?
I don't know.
Well, turn it off.
My skills are so off.
Quit iTunes. Turn your computer off. It's the only thing to save you. So, right. So we're here. It's Joel from HijinksandSue.com. Eli... courtesy of South of the Border.
Yes.
They've got to fix that fence.
I'm so ready to do this like a incarcerated prisoner who gets out for an hour and after being locked up for 5 years with a, I don't know, inflatable doll. I'm just going to rip this thing apart.
That's your birth cry back into the podcast is a fucking crazy analogy that no one can follow. And Denise is here.
I don't give a damn.
Oh. And the sounds are back.
Wow.
And Denise is here.
Thanks.
Denise, I just noticed that you're wearing a shirt that says Angry Little Asian Girl.
Yeah, I am.
Did you make that?
No, we picked it up at Akon, actually.
Oh, yeah? Hey, that's something that happened.
It did happen.
That I didn't get to go to. So here's what we're going to talk about this time around here. Number one, at any given moment that you decide to make fun of Josh, please feel free. Because he just bailed. I mean, Eli almost had an excuse. Almost.
You're a real hooker.
Josh has no excuse. And then next week he'll be like, I had a fucking excuse. That's how he sounds actually when he talks.
I recommend you stop being such a faggot.
Let's limit your usage of the new toy.
You made it.
We built Eli a soundboard so he could more easily ruin the podcast with greater efficiency. I don't know why I did that. I guess it was a project. It's like the guys that built the atomic bomb. For a while, they were like,
"This is a good idea.
This is work." No, it's just fun work. Oh, I made the casing for it. It looks awesome. It does look awesome. And then one day they use it and they're like, we should not have.
Oh,
and are
no.
you saying so that the whole thing was like a mod project the whole time?
Yeah.
Dude, we'll come over to my place.
Put LEDs on it.
I got to kick ass. My mom's going to be out of town. We can use the garage.
Hey, I can't figure out which one of these channels.
I don't know.
Okay, that's me. All right, where's Eli? Is this you?
Hello. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Eli.
I'm
okay.
Back.
All right, Eli, you're number two. I'm number three.
Number two.
Number two. Number one. And Denise is number one. Anyway, yeah, they're putting a bunch of case fans on it. it's not even running hot. Put more case fans on it.
Can you use some of that? What's that?
Do it.
Arctic Silver. Do they have any Arctic Silver?
Yes.
Fucker's going to overheat.
There's actually the atomic bomb is like the size of a fist, but the heat sink on it is the size of a Buick. Look, it's awesome. We're going to take it to the LAN party and blow that up. What they should do. So we're going to talk about some site news. We're making fun of Josh. We're going to talk about stuff on the forum. We're going to make fun of Josh. We're going to talk about the internet, make fun of Josh, Battlestar, make fun of Josh, then MailSec, make fun of Josh. And you went to Akon. What's Akon? Besides favorite R&B / rapist guy. Remember that guy?
No.
What?
The guy Akon?
That rapper that people kept thinking we were going to watch when we kept saying Akon. We were like, we're going to Akon. I'm like, oh, the rapper?
He still tours?
I don't know.
No. It's a convention. Akon? No. No, he was the
Akon's
guy.
Akon's convention?
He's the guy that was in jail. And he wrote his song
Did
in jail.
Did he pee on somebody?
No, his problem was that he brought up a little girl on stage and dry humped her. Oh. He's dry humped her. Nothing, no big deal. Mm. But it turns out she was 14 and an heiress of some kind. And so people got mad.
Oh, sucker.
But if you look up the video of Akon dry humping a little girl on YouTube, he dry humps her to where she might be dry pregnant. He dry humps her so hard.
And have a dry baby?
Yes. It's been 8 months. She would have had a dry baby by now. Mm. So.
Oh, shout out to Blakey who tried to give me a friend request.
For what?
I don't know. She just had big boobs.
What are you talking about?
My MySpace.
On MySpace? They got to preface these things.
The constant MySpace.
Jump in.
I'm telling you, I'm probably on my C game right now. So tired.
So far, we're on your
F game. I'm actually tired, literally right now.
Well, snap out of it. Those barbecue chips from episode 2 are behind you.
Oh.
They are. And I dare you to eat all of them. Those are those are like a vintage barbecue chips.
You might relapse into...
I will not eat cat poop.
Well, you will eat barbecue chips.
You might actually relapse.
All right, so what's Akon? Denise, you tell me. You're Asian.
Akon is the oldest continually running anime-based convention in North America.
That was a really good answer.
Are you reading that off the
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were really well prepared for that impromptu question.
That too.
And I will believe that for these reasons. Number one, Akon is out. Continue with your report, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's it. That's all I had.
Oh, that's all? Okay.
It was in Dallas last weekend.
But you don't go there for your love of anime, is that correct?
No, I don't really watch anime anymore. I used to watch quite a bit of it, but I've kind of fallen off the wagon.
Is it just an anime con, or is it comics?
It's pretty much if you want to dress up, then you go.
it's the real Halloween for...
It really is.
Actually,
is massive
Halloween
gigantic.
In June.
Denise and I were talking about that, and basically Akon is the real Halloween, and Halloween is the...
Dress rehearsal.
Akon? Yeah, it's the dress rehearsal. That's where they test out stuff. They're like, I wonder if this costume's going to hold up.
That's the wrong color.
If it makes it through Halloween, if your cardboard wings don't fall off while you're trick-or-treating, you're pretty sure they'll make it through Akon.
They're like, yeah, that glue reinforcement is not
So it's really costume con.
It's, it has a lot of Akon central program type stuff. But yeah, it's mostly people dressed up. Actually, if you're not dressed up, which we weren't, you're more like, you're kind
like,
of...
What
feeling left out.
Do you know where you are?
We're actually like the weirdos.
People are trying to hand you wolf suits to put on. No, you'll feel better, trust me.
It's just like a fancy restaurant, no shirt, no right. No tie.
Some guy in a rhinoceros costume with a sword at the front door is like, excuse me, we have a dress code.
No shoes, no service.
It's like they have those really ugly jackets that you can wear at nice restaurants. They give you really bad fur suits.
Yeah, we can provide you a jacket.
We have got a bear suit from 1983.
It smells funny.
The whole con or just the bear suit?
Speaking of smelling funny, yeah, that happened on a couple occasions.
Oh, yeah. What?
We're like Denise and I are trying to leave. We were there with some friends. We're trying to get out of the buyer's little table.
Human or animal?
I don't know.
Or human-animal hybrid.
We just both kind of walked and looked at each other and was like...
Oh, that's ripe.
That costume hasn't been washed since last day con.
I don't think the guy was wearing a costume. I think it was what the problem was.
It was just body fur.
But what was it that one guy that walked by Vanessa and I?
That was actually the best part of the entire convention.
So we get there, and I had to work that morning, so we didn't leave till the afternoon.
Obviously, because it was a Saturday.
Right.
So yeah, you were working.
I was right after, we broke from church Bible study. Then I went to work, and then we went to Akon, and then we met up with a friend there. And so we get there, and we had passes, and we get in, and blah, blah, blah. But, we're in the convention area, and the three of us are standing there. We're like, hey, this is great. This is like probably twice as big as it was last year. And then some guy comes racing by.
On his, he's on his cell phone and he's talking to somebody on the other end, and he goes, oh, yeah, but I don't want mom to see all the hentai I bought. It was ingenious. That was it for me. Wow. I was like, we can go home now.
Spent. I've been here 5 minutes and it was worth the money.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
That was the highlight.
Don't want mom.
So. There was
mom,
a buddy. There was a buddy though? Christ.
Moms don't understand tentacle porn. They don't.
No.
They just have no frame of reference.
It's a little complicated.
I tried to watch Ninja Scroll with my mom, and she didn't get it.
Was it before or after church?
It was during. During church. We go to anime church.
Oh, I thought you like flip book.
No, it's presided over by a samurai guy with a 10-foot sword and giant hair.
Just giant hair?
Giant golden hair that's shining.
Golden shower.
And his sermon is just 2 hours of. He charges the whole time. One of these Sundays, he's going to do his attack, but he's been charging for 5 years. So. Oh, well. So you put up pictures. I'll put a link to it of Akon.
It was a lot of fun, actually. It was really good.
But you didn't actually do anything. No, you just looked at people that were having a great time.
Just photographed people.
Well, because they had a lot of activities going on, but it was really...
That one Assassin's Creed guy looked like he was ready to kill people.
I think he was there for like 5 hours just standing there.
That guy was there all day in that same spot.
We would be walking by and he'd still be there looking ominous. It was very strange.
Just like walking up behind people, snapping their necks and then dragging them off into the back corridors.
Yeah, we walked to go get a soda because you have to... The fucking thing's huge because it's like at the Adams Mark or what used to be the Adams Mark. It's like 3 floors across the sky bridge into the other lobby.
Really?
It's huge.
Never been to a multi-floored con.
Yeah, it is massive. It's massive. And then so we're going across, and we go over the sky bridge, and they keep telling people, like, stop, don't hang out on the sky bridge. Keep moving.
There's traffic police.
And there's a lot, there's a lot of traffic police pushing people around. And so, like, as, like, fat, Pikachu... is like it's trying to like get through like I see that guy there and I was like is that the dude from Assassin's Creed, and he just stands there and he's doing the same pose that's in that photo, and we go get a soda and snack, and then we come back and that guy is still there doing the same
was having a 5-hour orgasm. He's been waiting for a year
to do that
just the whole time he stood there.
Yeah,
he was just creaming down his assassin pants.
It was a great costume.
It was a good costume.
You should assassinate Creed. Like all of them.
Well,
whatever. Yeah. I still like the idea of Fat Pikachu.
That's a new character
in the comic.
There were several.
Pika. You're gonna have
feed
to move
me.
Yeah, you're gonna have to move along.
Feed me.
You're gonna have to move along, Pikachu. Pika Pika. It's Fat Pikachu with like a giant bag of like corn nuts. Nom, 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 nom. Hey, Fat Pikachu, can we take a picture? Pika Pika. Nom 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 nom. Major good corn nut. I mean Pika Pika. That's all he could say. He's trying to carry on conversations with people. They're like, sir, seriously, you're going to have to move a lot off the sky bridge. It's buckling. It's buckling under your weight. Pika, Pika, Pika. That's it. Get the giant Pokeball. We're rolling his ass out of here. We'll post pictures to Eli's Akon pics and whatever.
Denise has pics too.
Good.
Yay.
I don't care. Number two is... Hey, put on some background music.
Well, I can't.
Why?
Because it's too fucking loud.
No, just anything that's like a low rumble in the background.
I can't. This is as low as...
What did you send me? Oh my god!
It's Pikachu.
But those are actually arms, right?
I don't know.
That's the costume That's a lot like that BioShock costume I designed for Josh.
Nice.
Jesus fucking Christ. It's a Pikachu that bit off a little girl's head, but the little girl's arms are sticking out so they can like shake. I don't know. I'll have to post the picture. This is insane. You've got to turn that down.
Dude, that's... I'm telling you.
No, turn it down, and then I will fix it later. Turn it down so we can have a conversation.
That's as low as it goes.
It's all the way down, actually.
Then turn your Windows volume. Turn your Mac volume down.
You can't. Then my soundboard is useless.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, useless. I will play background. I'll play background.
Yeah, you do that.
Look, I'm going to queue up.
Technical
you know who I'm going to play? You're not going to be able to hear it because it's going to be in the background, so I already apologize. But my friend Tom's band, Spiraling, their new album is out. The fuck are you doing? I've got it right here.
Oh, okay.
Stop fucking around. God damn. It's called Time Travel Made Easy. The band's called Spiraling, spiraling.net. Go buy their album. It's fucking awesome. And that's all.
Speaking of which, I was listening to a podcast.
Hey, wait. I got to mention something else about this album. It's also pod safe. We're actually allowed to play this.
Oh.
By the way, we need to start looking into that. You're in charge of music. There's like a website called podsafe.com or .net or something. And you can play all their music on their podcast. And it's like real bands.
Wrong.
No. God damn it, that was loud.
Yeah, turn it down.
We should have sound check like a band.
Check.
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 Check. Check. Mike. Give me the floor, Tom. Give me a little bit more. All right, Tom. Floor Tom and hi-hat.
What, like 80s? Like
do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah.
Wrong.
You got me all thrown off now.
God.
You need to get back on your game.
Oh, no, anyway, because I'm a fan.
All right, so
bands. I'm a fan of the podcast.
When you're not on it.
Right, I was listening. I was long-time listening.
Long-time listener?
Yeah,
long-time first time. Participant.
Right.
First time.
Big fan.
Back. I don't know. Go ahead.
I was listening to the question of do we play instruments, which led to last week's
jam session.
Fiasco.
Rock and roll jam session.
I like to think of it as a fiasco.
No, man. It was a jam-tastic.
In any
jam-gasm.
In any sense, the question was asked if we played instruments, and it was yes, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was in the studio
mm-hmm.
recording percussion. I like to say that I am an established auxiliary percussionist.
Wait.
My friends?
You weren't here recording the podcast?
No.
You were drumming?
No.
Like a dick?
No, this was, it was like on a Sunday.
Oh, this is when you were listening to it.
Right.
We can record podcasts on Sunday. You're like, I don't have any free time.
No, you're the jackass
no,
that has like,
hey,
I
hey,
have
I understand
a comic.
Your priorities.
I have a comic to do Monday, so I can't
I
do
have
it
pictures.
On Sundays.
Anyway, all right, so who did you auxiliary percuss for?
Yeah, my friends, Preston Gray, Dave McGarry,
mm-hmm.
They're recording.
Which confuses the fuck out of me, because Preston right. Gray's not a dude.
No.
It's like Jethro Tull.
Right.
Or Jethro Tull.
Right.
Or Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, there's a Hootie. No. He's the black guy.
Yeah, there's that.
Darius Rucker, he's Hootie.
Oh.
He wasn't what? At first, but later he was like, fine, fuck it, I'm Hootie, they're the Blowfish, get over it.
So my friend Dave... What McGarry. Who is in Preston Gray. Yeah.
He's like the Black Eddie Vedder, but with nothing cool about him at all.
Right.
So Black Preston Gray.
Dave McGarry. I was recording auxiliary percussion for the record that they're cutting right now.
Testicle bongos?
Yes. Two.
Tank castanets.
This is the follow-up to...
Ass flaps.
Right, to Cat Testicles 1.
No, that was the instrument that you were playing.
Oh, I was playing... I played cowbell, shakers...
Did you... Christmas... Please tell me you had a more cowbell scenario.
Yeah, actually we did.
Eli.
Sadly.
And I mean this in all seriousness. No, I'm not fucking with you. I gotta have more cowbell. I've got a fever. The only cure.
I don't give a damn.
Whatever, dude.
We don't have audio. So you're on
their
cowbell.
You're on their album now as a
dings
and tinks and dongs and bongs.
I'm the when you hear those
tinkles,
Christmas bells or Christmas sleigh bells,
jingle-ing-a-lings.
That's all me, bro.
It's all me, Holmes.
I have a degree for that.
Whatever, fucker.
I went to the same. I got my degree at the same time that that fat guy from Blues Traveler got his. Plastic harmonica. He's like, what are you getting your degree in? And he's like, harmonica, you? And I'm like, Christmas sleigh bells?
The tinkly bells, you know, the dreamy bells.
Yeah.
You have a concept album of nothing but dreamy bells.
Yeah.
And this song.
My inspiration was to like, do like episode flashbacks. And someday, Mom, I'm going to get a job, and it's going to be flashbacks,
I'm gonna do
and then
bells.
That's going to be me.
You're going to see. I'm going to show you. And she's going to be like, ¿qué? ¿Por qué? And then she's going to tell you to get out and fucking plow the field. Get back to work.
What?
All right, so you play instruments. You know what?
I'm just two weeks
late for anyone to give a shit about that.
It's just,
not only have we already discussed that ad infinitum, but then we rocked it, and you missed it. Sorry.
Whatever.
There, not only, we rocked that so hard that there's actually forum topics on the Fancy Bastard forum about how hard we rocked that, and they actually compiled a song list.
Stop stroking your ego.
Shut up, Denise! I'll cut off your mic.
I was sitting here looking worried.
They were trying to figure out all the songs we played, and it was like 100. I was like, when the fuck did we do that? There was way too many. So, hijinks ensue news. Number one, if you're listening to this...
Telegram.
Action. Something.
We're going to have to work on that one.
Which podcast in your kitchen could be killing your kids? Tonight at 11. That was good. You did. That was okay. I'll give you that one. Don't do any more. I'm going to delete that page. I'm going to delete the soundboard from the internet. Hijinks News. Number one, if you're listening to this podcast right now, update your RSS feed. If your RSS feed is not the feed burner feed, please fix it. There's like 1,000 people still using the old one, even though it's been redirecting for months. So fix it. If you go to the website, over on the sidebar, it says podcast feed. That'll take you to the new one. So please, thanks. Another thing, if you look in that same sidebar, there's a bunch of stuff there that you might not be enjoying that you could be. There's a link to my Twitter feed. There is a link to the Fancy Bastard forum.
You tell your readers they're doing the internet wrong.
No, I'm making sure they know all the internet I have to give them. There's a forum. Go play on the forum. I'm going to delete. First, I'm going to cut your audio. Then I'm just going to completely delete the internet so you can't do that. Then check out the forum, hijinksensue.com/forum. Lots of awesome things happening there. People being awesome and having excellent, awesome conversations about awesome things.
I think I killed one of the threads.
What'd you do?
It's about the food.
Oh, I haven't read that one yet.
I think I killed it.
Did you talk about balut?
Yes.
Are you serious?
They were like, it's funny because the thread was like, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, man, you just made like, a forum just for me.
Yeah, what's the thing I haven't eaten? Let's answer that question first. They make a soup out of it from what I hear. Let's see. Weird foodstuffs is the category under general discussion on hijinkinsu.com/forum, the fancy bastard forum.
Very Alex Trebek of you.
Yes, for 100. Let's see, where's Denise's post?
Way at the bottom.
Oh, see, people are talking about lame shit like sauerkraut and like hash browns and stuff, and you're like,
I was just rubbing my
God
hands,
damn it.
Like, let's
whoa.
Do this.
Whoa, bagoong? What's bagoong? Besides my new racial slur for you.
That doesn't make sense.
Fucking bagoong.
Wait, hold on. They're all linked.
I know, but just tell me what it is, because I can't work clicks. My clicks are broken.
Wait, hold on. Let me click on it.
Oh, no, you know what it is. You eat it.
No, I have to. Yes, I do.
Killowin? Kari kari? Kari kari?
You sound funny.
Giddy giddy. Funny goody.
Yeah, okay. So this is all good stuff.
Killowin. Dinuguan? Dinuguan?
No,
no, killer whale.
Whale.
They eat an entire killer whale. It's not even
delicious.
Dead.
Is it served like, is it served like the pig on the big plate?
Yes. No,
it's
they
on, it's
a,
on a spit.
It's live. It's fresh out of the water, so it's got like a good 30, 40 minutes to live, and they just put it flat on the table. Forks and knives is all they have. They just go, even the youngest get the blowhole.
And the whale's what making
they send,
sad noises
they,
the whole time.
Yeah, the whale's like...
So they
the more the whale screams, the more you enjoy the meal. It's fresher.
It's cultural.
Yeah.
So they send the youngest down the blowhole.
Yeah, to get the eggs.
And then eat from the inside out.
The yes. Eggs.
They don't have eggs, but to be funny. If it's considered good luck, if while eating the whale you find out that it's got a baby. You're like, oh, it's like a king cake. Whoever finds the baby wins.
Oh my God.
I win. Get the baby, and then you get to eat the whole baby by yourself, and they are succulent.
Oh,
like
God,
pigs.
That's awful.
They're
that's
like
terrible.
Suckling pigs.
I'd love to see that on Iron Chef, like a secret ingredient,
an entire whale. Shing. Yeah,
and then like
oh,
fucking...
he's using the whale he's actually not cooking it, he's just put it on a bed of lettuce. He's serving it traditional Filipino style. Excellent.
So they have to bring in a baby,
right?
And like start shoving it down. This is a very intricate process.
No, no. Oh, oh.
Well, can they get Chef, this done within the hour?
Chef Denise is taking an interesting tactic. She's removed the baby whale, and then she's putting in stuffing. Let's see. Oh, and she's putting the baby back in with... That's going to cook up nicely.
Oh, and it's being deep fried.
Mmm. Excellent. We had to bring in the industrial car-sized fryer. Excellent. That's also traditional Filipino cooking.
Yes, actually, it is.
Didn't somebody on the comments ask... No, and it was in the forum.
Oh, I
it was
saw
like,
that. I didn't
it was like,
to
blah,
that.
Blah, blah, Denise, Denise, Denise. And then someone, I hope they were serious, was like, I can't remember. Is Denise Filipino or something? Yeah. She's like, this sums up my life.
Yeah, I remember that.
Thank
comment.
You, Internet. You've validated my existence and my pain. No, she is full-blooded Filipino. She's a Filipinus. Wait, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's...
Isn't that what they call them?
No.
Filipini? So. What is...
That doesn't make sense.
What is bagoong?
Bagoong.
Bagoong.
It's,
Bagoong.
Doesn't have a click.
Bagoong.
It's salted fermented fish.
That's terrible. It's fish wine.
Fantastic.
Salty
no,
fish
it's
wine.
Fish wine.
I have
that's gross.
I have some cousins that are half Korean, and don't worry, I don't talk to them. I know you gave me a look like you associate with. Oh, Jesus, Denise, you're such a racist.
Dirty Korean.
But see,
I'm kidding.
What are you
I'm
Vietnamese?
So joking.
No, I'm sorry. You're Filipino. The Filipinos hate the Koreans.
No,
you said it,
we
not
really
me.
They don't.
I'm just repeating what you told me while we were watching Battlestar.
Whatever.
She stopped. She grabbed the remote from me. Paul's Battlestar in the
oh
most the climactic
God.
Part and goes, God, I hate Koreans.
You're
okay,
a liar.
Start it back up. Anyway, and they eat kimbap, which is it's. Seaweed in fish oil and eat it like a candy bar.
I don't think I've had that.
And it smells like you died and then were reborn inside your own corpse a week later. It's terrible.
I can imagine that. That's been said about plenty of our dishes, so.
I'm sure. Balut, which is my favorite,
yes.
Is a baby duck that hasn't been born and you eat him with all his feathers and his beak and his face.
Not and all the time.
If you're lucky.
Sometimes they don't have feathers yet.
If you're lucky, because apparently the more done it is, the more...
It's actually kind of gross.
Close to life it is, the better. Bones and innards and face and beak and all.
It's good.
God. Ugh. Anyway.
Welcome to my culture.
Yeah.
That's I'm going to slap you in public.
If that's what you want to call it. It's like a fucking nightmare. Okay. No, actually, you know what? I wouldn't try it, though. I'm not that brave with food.
Oh, yeah, not very many people really end up choking it down.
They end up choking and dying.
Yes.
And you're like, there's another one.
It's funny because that guy on TV, didn't he hate it?
He liked the balut. He did not like the turnip ice cream in bread. No, it wasn't. It was yam.
Purple yam ice cream
served on a soft roll. And he's like, nothing about this makes sense. Roll. Yeah, it's on a biscuit. None of this makes sense. It's vegetable ice cream on a fucking country biscuit. What is happening? And he takes, this is the guy that eats beating frog hearts, okay? And he takes a bite of it and goes, oh, and he gives it to one of the natives. And he's like, here, take it. Run back into your tree.
I know you're hungry.
Yeah. Take this back to your village and feed the whole family. And they ran off shooting guns in the air.
Yeah.
That happens every day.
Well.
Shut up.
So anyway, getting to know the world.
Yes.
What else is going on? Oh, I made some new pages on the website, so check them out, hijinksandsue.com/experiment. Learn more about the experiment, how I'm trying to make a living with this website. If you enjoy this podcast, the comics, the forum, any of it, and you feel like helping, pick up something from the store, donate if you like. That's certainly appreciated. And speaking of the store, just recently I redesigned like the first shirt I ever did, which was the Wizard Pride shirt. And designed a purple one for the ladies. And I got one today for the first time. It's fucking hot. And I've already shipped it out, so I don't have it to show you.
Okay, Xander Cruz.
Oh, my God.
So hot.
Sweet. I'm more proud of that than anything else. I love that shirt. It looks so fucking awesome.
So I have the original kind, I guess?
No. You've got Magically Fabulous.
Oh.
That's the same. I had two wizard gay-based ideas, and you got one of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the purple does look nice.
Yeah, but in real life, it was fucking awesome. So, what else is going on? My birthday was June 3rd, which was also the day that Obama got the nomination.
It's a good present.
Happy birthday to me, America. Suck it.
Thank you, Chuck Norris.
No, I didn't vote for him.
Yeah, Chuck Norris was out. He was a Republican. He was backing what's his nuts?
Oh, one of the ones that fell off pretty quick.
Yeah.
Ron Paul or?
No.
No. Ron Paul's.
That would make sense.
The one that, if he won, things might still be okay. So there's no chance he could win. Sort of. Of all of them. Over McCain.
I like how
800-year-old McCain that constantly lied about backing Bush the entire time.
What? Colonel Ty.
Ty. Ty. Okay, so. Do you swear to take the office of president? My eye takes the office, Bill, you fucker! I'm a Cylon!
Fracking toaster.
Fracking mother fracker!
I might actually vote for him if he said that.
President McCain, you're before a Senate Judiciary Committee for getting a fracking toaster pregnant. I did what I had to do, Bill! Don't you talk about Helen, you fracker!
You're a real hooker.
Cockfracker.
Oh. You need to mix it up a little.
Yeah, you need to not do any
okay,
more of that.
You've
exhausted
you didn't
your button presses. Are you trying to make up for 3 weeks? Because so far, you're like two in. You've got at least
hey,
a good...
asshole!
Good.
You guys suck!
You're doing great. You're doing great. I'm deleting that tonight. It's over. I'm changing the password.
You can't stop this.
I can stop it. It's on my
can't
fucking
stop the signal.
I'm stopping this fucking signal.
Revolution's on.
God, Bill! So, speaking of Bill, we just watched Battlestar. And I thought it was going to be the final before, like, the April wait and see. But
I
it's
didn't
not.
Even know about that. That
dude,
blows.
Apparently,
that is
they're
going to
cut the season in half because it's the only show sci-fi has with ratings, and they're hoping to get something else up and running before and like have us come back for April and
Fuckers.
Maybe they'll have another show by then. They're
wait, you're saying
to.
Aztec T-Rex or whatever?
Aztec Rex.
Did it sell?
Aztec Rex. Did it really
no.
sell through?
It, seven people watched it and six of them were in it.
Oh.
One of them was the dinosaur. The rest dinosaur. Were Aztec extras.
The dinosaur called over a bunch of his friends. Dude, I'm going to be on.
Got to watch this show.
And he's like it's sitting on his couch all by himself.
And
sad.
They're like, this doesn't look anything like you.
It's like a party. Me. It's set up for a party.
Yeah, there's like big streamers.
It says, congrats, Aztec Rex. And like no friends showed up.
He like looks to his left and his right and he's like, clever girl. Like a tear.
He's like, he's shooting off party poppers every once in a while. He's got one of those shakers that you rattle, spin it around. Oh, poor Aztec Rex. Speaking of careers falling into the toilet, I saw a commercial for a new sci-fi movie. It's Lucy Liu, and she's undead. And I'm like, I'm there.
What? Oh,
undead Lucy Liu in a sci-fi movie. Her career's in the shitter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Poor girl.
I guess there's no Charlie's Angels 8 or whatever.
Fullest of throttles.
Well, she had that that show for a while they were running, but I guess they canceled
what
it.
Show?
Something that was kind of a knockoff of Sex in the City.
Like Lipstick Lesbians or whatever it was called?
Something like that.
Manhattan Muff Divers or... There were two shows that were identical.
Yeah, it was like Lipstick Jungle and Kashmir Mafia.
There you go.
I have to know that.
I've got the DVD sets of both of those on order because they were just life-changing.
Speaking of DVDs really quick, I have DVDs for Saturday or for the big Pechanga.
What?
It's your Fiesta. Bagoong.
For your Bagoong.
That's what you call your 27th birthday.
Yeah.
Is your Bagoong.
Yeah.
Traditional Filipino 27th birthday celebration.
Your smelly salted fermented fish birthday.
Yes.
Here's
my Bagoong anniversary.
Here's one of them that we'll probably watch.
Where did you get this? Did you order this just for the party?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, he found it in the dollar bin.
Yeah.
No, because everyone's been on the lookout for this. This is Lone Wolf motherfucking McQuaid.
That Chuck Norris.
Dude, Lone Wolf motherfucking McQuaid.
I am just going to go ahead and
I think when I met Eli, he was actually talking about this when I walked in the room. That's how far back into our history this goes.
Aww.
Lone Wolf McQuaid is a Chuck Norris movie that I know very little about. There's probably not much to know about it, but the...
Does he punch a kid?
Kung Fu's in it.
Better.
David Carradine's in it. No.
David Carradine's in it?
He gets buried alive in a Bronco underground. And through the sheer strength of will and from pouring a beer on his head for strength...
Yeah,
he's able to drive up out of the ground, burst out like a rocket, and save the day.
Hate it already.
Oh my god, I can't wait to watch this.
God damn it.
Is he's a Texas Ranger in this.
Yeah, he is.
Is it too late to cancel my RSVP?
Wait, we had to RSVP?
There ain't a whole lot of people that, as far as I know, there's like maybe, yeah, if you want to bring anybody, you're free to.
Jesus.
Because like only like 6 people I know of are going to be there, so. Anyway, that's awesome.
And then I also got, because I haven't
Because I've never seen this. This is...
Yeah. This
oh
is going to be...
Oh, God.
It's going to be the party that blows your ass
I just pissed
your
myself.
Face.
I'm pissing myself right now.
Yeah. And then I also got Cracker Jacked.
I could watch that again.
Which I've never actually seen that.
Where were you?
I was probably
actually
getting
Actually
Cracker
Jacking somebody.
He was Cracker Jacked.
Yeah. I was...
I am hungover.
And... I looked up that director who made Cracker Jack.
Sure.
He made another movie called Insane in the Brain.
Of course. Insane in the Membrane.
So I got it because it came as a package deal. Like, if I bought two by the same director, it'd fucking be a little bit cheaper.
That's awesome. That guy gets a royalty check for like 11 cents, and he's like, the fuck?
Dude, let's go buy some blow.
Actually, I need 11 cents worth of drugs. Thanks.
Instead.
That will buy you the crystal meth that is stuck to the bottom of my pipe. Not even. That sounds great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know what else I want to see? I want to see Transmorphers and Alien versus Hybrid.
We can...
Hunter.
We can arrange that.
Alien
this
versus
is like
Hunter.
An all-day event now.
I've actually seen Transmorphers in Blockbuster, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so we can pull that off.
That must happen.
whatever. Calm down.
I'm getting excited now. So yeah, we're gonna have a birthday party for me on the 14th.
Yay.
And no one is invited.
Crackin' deal.
Bill? You're a fucker. I'm going to be there as Ty.
An eye patch?
I'm going to put a Band-Aid over my eye. Sweet. Have you ever looked when they close in real close on his eye patch that it's just a big Band-Aid with rubber Band-Aid?
Yeah. I noticed that last time.
All this time, he didn't even get a good eye patch. It's a fucking Band-Aid. He keeps a pill bottle in there with, like, heart medicine.
That's the guy from Reiki-O.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
That's one thing we won't be watching. I've seen enough of that.
Yeah.
Frickin' illegal. What is that from? I couldn't figure out what that was from.
That's Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That's Carl. No, that's,
whatever, dude. You can't even understand that one. Frickin' illegal. Whatever. Speaking of Battlestar, two Mormons tried to come to my house today.
Wow.
What? I was working on the couch. I was still in my underwear. It was like 2:00.
Jerking off.
If that's what you want to call making the comic, then yes, I was digitally wanking all over the internet. And I get a doorbell, and I'm like, huh, what? Oh, I was busy. Okay, open the door. And I literally open the door.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I see a name tag that says Elder, and I slammed the door.
Aww, well, that's just me.
As I slammed the door, I hear,
"Can we leave you some literature? Have a good day, sir."
Aww.
Wow, that is too bad.
You motherfuckers, don't come to my house.
They're just trying to save your soul.
No, no, they worship the Cylon god.
That is true.
I don't want to join Baltar's religion. God damn it. Can you imagine anything more offensive than going to someone's home and telling them to believe what you believe? That's fucking horrible.
Actually, I can't imagine something worse. It happened at our lunch table way back in high school. Somebody sat down next to my friend who's Pakistani. And so,
and said, I'm sorry.
No, they actually asked if they could sit there and pray for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because she was Pakistani.
Yeah. They were. That's it. It's not like they even.
That was the only introduction, the only information they had.
I think they asked if she had accepted Jesus as her personal savior. And she was like, nah, I'm Muslim.
I like
but
pizza.
Thanks. And they sat down next to us and prayed.
Can I pray for you?
We sat there and like kept eating. I'm like,
wow.
This is awkward.
That happened to Josh this weekend. If he was here, he could tell you about it, but he's not. He was, he was in the mall. This is the best. I wish Josh was here to tell this story because he is just a fucker. He is just a motherfucker. He is
language.
On his. It's my podcast, my internet. I say all the fucking shit I want. I own this part of the internet. So, Josh is on like his 17th iPhone, and every iPod or iPhone Josh gets.
Oh God, I wish he was here to tell that story.
He breaks like three of them, and then as soon as a new one comes out, he upgrades, and like he throws the old one in the dumpster. He doesn't fucking care. So he had an iPhone on day one, and he's like returned it 6 times for every time. He bricks it by super hacking it. And then, this time, he's been running beta, unofficial Apple firmware. Not even hacked firmware, but beta firmware that's not supposed to be out for anyone but testers. He didn't know it had a time limit. So one day he turns on his iPhone, fittingly enough, and the screen's pink. So it turns out when the firmware dies, it's supposed to go pink.
It's self-destruct.
Yes, it's a dead man switch or something, so that if you take it to an Apple store and show them a pink screen, they're like, you're fucked, get out. You did it.
Oh, no.
Fuck off. Yeah, so.
That's funny.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, no.
No.
Suck it.
I recommend you stop being such a faggot.
You can't. What is that from?
That's from Old School.
Oh, whatever. That sounded like
that
a
was for Josh. That was not Owen Wilson. That was the cab driver.
Okay, anyway. So he hacked it and killed his phone. So to get it to where he could return it, he had to hack it worse. So he starts running all the utilities that he knows of that break iPhones, like in conflict, and runs them all at the same time. And eventually it breaks it towards like just a black screen. And so once it gets the black screen, he goes back to the Mac store and he's like, I don't even know what happened.
It's like that Simpsons episode where there's like a rat infestation, so they release cats.
Right, and then they release bears. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
They like nuked the city.
Yes. So, no, they moved the town. No, the garbage one was when they moved the town. The town got so dirty they moved it 10 miles to the left or whatever. So So he's like, I have no idea what happened. I was, you know, calling the homeless shelters to find out if I could volunteer.
And, after church.
After church, after Mormon church, and praying to the Silent God, and just went black. And he said the guy was examining it with a microscope to see if it had been wet. And he's like, I swear to God, it's never been wet. And so they gave him a new one.
Of course they did.
Of course. And I said, wow. You know why I fucking hate you? Because you're going to buy an iPhone 2 in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So great. Fuck you. As he's leaving or going to the Mac store, one of the two, these two guys stop him. And he's wearing his Godspeed You Fancy Bastard shirt, which he's on. So it's very meta when Josh wears that shirt. It's very, it's like looking into a mirror times infinity. Yes. It's like the looking glass. So they're looking at his shirt, and he's like, they're like, hey. And he's like, yeah. Hey, what's up? He's like, and Josh goes, all right, so mentally I'm checking my Rolodex. Have I made out with any of these guys? Because it's highly likely. They do have arms and legs. It's highly likely I've made out with them. So he's like, yeah, so what's up? They're like, that shirt's funny. What does it mean? And he's like, and at this point, I'm expecting him to go that they're readers of the site or something. They recognized it, which would be weird. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know what it means. And they go, that's awesome. So what do you think happens when you die?
Are you kidding?
And he's like, ha, 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 ha. And this was my problem. I feel his pain. You can never think of a good comeback at that point. You're so shocked. And like 5 minutes after they leave, you're like, oh, I should have said, you know, that I worship Cthulhu or something. But they,
Yeah, I worship Cthulhu.
I don't know. What do you think you're happens like, when you die?
You're driving away in your car going, oh, I should have used that.
Oh, I should have pulled out the Cthulhu reference. Fuck. That would have been gold. So then you hunt him down and you wear different clothes and you're like, just ask me again.
Yeah, you're like, oh, hey, Chick-fil-A.
No, never mind. So they're closed on Sundays because they are also Mormons.
Right.
So they're taking over, man.
This segment sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
And the Church of Latter-day Saints. So they, when I was 16, I was leaving a punk rock show that my friend's band had played at, and it was at a college, and I'm walking out to the parking lot to get in my car. My car is boxed in by two other cars, which is fucking awesome, and I'm livid. I'm, like, freaking out, and somebody comes up on rollerblades, first of all, which it was the mid-90s, so that's, I guess, acceptable. And a girl on rollerblades goes, hey, where are you going? And I said, oh, man, I'm going to heaven. I want to go home, but my car is blocked in. She goes, no, that's not what I meant. Where are you going when you die?
What the hell?
That's their opening line they've been teaching for years and years, I guess. And I was like, I've got problems. My car is, let's talk about your soul.
That's so weird. I've never had that before.
And then she pulled out an hourglass with my face on it and like turned it upside down. And she's like, you don't have much time left. The gathering is nigh.
I did get cornered by Jehovah's Witnesses once.
I thought you were going to say I got cornholed by Jehovah's Witnesses once.
No, not cornholed, not yet.
They wouldn't do that.
No.
They wouldn't like it.
I went to get my mail from my, when I was living in Denton, I went to the like little place where we have the mail, so the mailboxes.
That's what they call them.
Right, the mailboxes.
Here in Texas, we call them mailboxes.
Yeah, shut up.
Where you're from, it's called hole in the middle of the city.
Okay, shut
where
up.
Where the plane drops the crate.
All right, whatever. So I go in there, the little building that has them, and I see guys in the suits or whatever walking around.
Yeah.
And so I stay in
the
little...
They like to call that armor.
So I stay
righteous armor, yeah.
I stay in the little building where all the mailboxes are waiting for them to pass by.
Post office?
And
he's just like, the place you go where they have, and you pee in it, the bathroom.
Thank you guys.
The bathroom is what
anyway,
it's called.
So I'm standing there like inside this non-air conditioned building in like the middle of summer, hoping they
just
don't
even have air conditioning where she's from.
It was in Denton.
Oh, they don't have air conditioning in Denton.
No,
for
they
sure.
Don't.
That's where all the college kids live.
That's actually true.
Denton just got power last year. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh yeah, so I was just waiting for them to pass by, go through the rounds around the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just peeking out, trying to figure out if they had left. I walk out and they're like standing right outside. I'm like, oh.
Like fucking predator. They just come
like
out of
waiting.
The tree.
Do you have time to talk about Jesus?
Specifically, no.
I have to go.
I have
get
time to
groceries.
Talk about anime.
Jesus the Mechanic.
Oh yeah, I was telling them I have to go run errands. So they were like, "When will you be back?
Whoa!
Can we talk to you then?
When
I'm like,
you're not here.
No, no way.
Oh,
oh my
man.
God!
I have to go find Jesus, my mechanic.
Do you have time to talk about Jesus, Jesus?
Yeah.
From A1 Transmission.
He's really
we're
good
tight,
on Chevys.
Chevys.
And Fords.
And Fords. So sleepy. Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've found that guy. I think he's dead, but he's just asleep in my engine. The hood closes on him, and he's just like... I'm like, oh, I've been driving for a while. And I'm like, what is that noise in my engine? And I open it up, and he's curled up in there.
Aww,
I'm like, get out. Jesus, get out of here. Get out of my engine compartment area.
He's like, wait, you don't want a miracle? It's only $19.99.
What?
It comes with an oil change.
Okay, never mind.
It's the special this month.
He's the mechanic that wears sandals and a robe.
Yeah.
No, that's not safe.
You can't miss him.
It's always getting caught in engines, but it doesn't hurt him. He just comes back 3 days later.
Yeah, he's like, God,
like,
damn
oh,
it.
God. The new guy's like, oh, Jesus, what happened? And the boss is like, don't worry, he'll be back on.
It's
yeah.
Fine.
What is today? Tuesday? He'll be back Thursday.
Yeah. Usually after Sundays.
Big yeah. Show off.
Oh, man. Wow, so there's enough heresy and blasphemy
yeah.
For one podcast.
That would be funny, though, if Jesus was your boss and everyone's like talking shit behind his back. What the fuck does he think he is?
Fucker. Oh, he'll be back. They're always assassinating him. Hey!
They're always assassinating
him? That'd be a good like comic or something. It's like Jesus, but he's always getting assassinated, but he just comes back 3 days later.
All pissed off.
He's like a Cylon that's been rebooted too many times. He's
oh,
like, fucking
no.
Stop it. God.
That hurts.
I was going to say we should talk about Battlestar, but I wasn't real excited by this episode at all. I'm getting kind of, Speed up, Battlestar.
Deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we should blow through the internet here real quick and then get to the mail sack.
Do it.
And get this shit on the road.
Do it.
Because we haven't really started yet. We're 51 minutes in.
Holy
and
cow.
We've been shooting the shits the entire time.
So tired.
You really are so sleepy.
Yeah,
you actually, do your grandmother proud. Yeah.
I probably worked about 420 hours in the past week.
Week? 1 week?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Okay, I'm pulling up the internet here. Dial up. Man.
M9 suck a lot? We can talk about that.
No, I don't have any reason to.
It's not going to be good.
No, it's not.
Well, since I already know how it ends, and I know the twist is super queer...
Oh, can I bring up something while you're looking for whatever?
Sure, go ahead.
So, I was watching the NHL hockey, like, championships.
Marty Board.
Right. But on the opposite channel, it was the first time they were going to show...
Oh, because you get two channels. That's right.
They were going to show Ultimate Fighting on CBS,
mm-hmm.
Which is, like, ultra-violent.
Yeah.
Like,
MMA, right?
Yeah, ultra-violent fighting on, like, broadcast television.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this guy was on named Kimbo Slice. Have you ever heard of this guy?
No, I have not.
He was like a once homeless guy, and it's a giant scary black man.
He murdered his way to the top?
Pretty much. Like, he's this giant black scary man. Just look up Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice.
And he...
What's up, Kimbo Slice?
He claims, or when they had him on there, he's like, I fight for the money.
His middle name's Home.
Yeah.
Kimbo Home Slice.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like the scariest thing I've seen on network television in a long time.
You know what's weird? I caught a clip of Ultimate Fighting just really quick this week when I was like flipping through channels. And it was two guys who had been fighting for a long time. And so they were literally laying on top of each other like post-coitus, just kind of patting at each other.
Coitus?
They were both so fucking tired that they were just kind of like, they were just kind of like pawing at each other, waiting for someone to call a technical knockout. All right, so internet time. Do we have an internet theme song? Internet.
No.
Fuck me in the internet. George Lucas said he wants to do Indy 5 starring Shia the Beef. That doesn't deserve discussion. It just deserves to be known.
So,
what
just last Sunday, after dealing with mono and working for a long time, I was like, you know, I'm going to watch Indiana Jones.
I'm sorry.
So, Sunday night...
You heard the podcast. We already talked
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, Sunday night, I watched Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Oh. An actual Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, I...
He said, Lucas said, I haven't even told Spielberg or Harrison.
But I'm going to tell the internet.
But I have an idea to make...
Shh, don't tell anybody,
She of the Beef, the lead character, and have Harrison come back like Sean Connery did. I hate him. I hope he gets hit by a fucking bus today. Joss Whedon said, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog is almost done.
Yay.
That's fucking awesome. I can't wait for that. It might be a DVD release. Whatever. Give it to me. I wants it.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Let's see.
I need to turn. Oh, there's a UFO, that alien dude.
Dude, okay.
That was awesome.
I saw that.
Did you see
that? Great. This guy for a week in Ohio? Was it Columbus, Ohio?
Or no, Denver.
Denver. Denver, Colorado. For a week, he got buddied up with a kind of a wacky politician.
I watch stuff.
He's got a wacky politician friend, and he's saying that he is a simple farmer, and he has videotaped an alien looking into his window.
Several times.
And I'm fucking sick of this alien. And so he shows it to the politician, and the politician gets so freaked out that he calls for a bill to start like an ET monitoring service just in Denver. Denver needs like an ET council because they're here and their aliens get used to it. And
they're queer and they're
and they've got antennas.
Yeah. We're here, we're queer, and
we're aliens.
God damn it, we need a place to go.
What?
Aliens.
Go to sleep, man. Just nod off.
Just it's a different kind of alien.
Slip into oblivion. No, yeah, we're not talking aliens like you.
This is the real kind of alien.
We're talking about space. What? Never mind.
From space.
Like E.T.
Right.
Never mind. So
The cute ones.
So this is the best part. The build up to this is, and he's going to show the press on Friday. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, is this legit? I mean, it's being run by all the major news organizations online. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, fuck me. Are we going to see an alien video?
Maybe it's viral or something.
Look at this. Oh, dude, if it's for like a new show, it'd be so great. No, this stuff is like special effects experts have claimed that it's too good to have been faked. It would have cost at least $90,000 in animatronics. I've examined the footage. The footage has not been doctored, and it's not supposed to make it onto the internet. So it does make it on the internet. It's like a shitty alien puppet bobbing up and down in the window. It's the shittiest thing ever.
It's actually like a soft puppet.
It's terrible.
It almost was.
Like, it looks like a paper mache alien.
I love
head.
How they show like the experts, and he's like, this is obviously something that wasn't made on a computer machine.
It's impossible.
to make. And I'm like, computer machine? Who
no
the fuck are you?
Tandy computer or Commodore 64 has this technology.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, those are the fastest computers.
This guy is still using like the old like phone where you gotta like talk into like, the box and put in the fucking...
Operator! Connect me with the police. Certainly, man. Who's calling? Ring-a-ding-ding. So,
Operator.
The best part about that was...
Connect me to science.
There was a leaked video a day before, and I was like, well, that's pretty shitty.
Not working.
And then a guy was like, hey, guess what? I made that leaked video because I saw the real one, and I saw how shitty it was, and I wanted you to see what could be done for $90. And his looked better than the real one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it was a $90 puppet that I built that includes like the tape that I had to buy. And so anyway, so that was terrible.
That's awesome. It's the same thing like how they proved that crop circles can be done by people. You
they can
that?
Be.
It's easy. You need like a wooden plank and rope.
Yeah. And I remember the thing that was from the way back in the 90s. But before
but
that, they were saying.
Where did that technology come from?
Right. They're saying it's impossible. Because you can see the stalks are not broken. They are just laid over.
Right.
And they're like, right, we used a
you
big
can
stick.
Do that.
Like, literally the weakest of technologies, big stick. For the first technology, big stick. Well, you hit stuff with it and
stupid.
Things happen. Stupid. Denise is like, stupid crop circle asshole. Did you see the Best Buy guy dry
Best
humping
Buy
the ground?
Guy?
The Best Buy salesman trying to sell a car stereo to three urban teenage girls?
No.
Okay, let me send you this video.
Oh, are you kidding me with that?
Oh, I'm showing her the video.
Oh, the alien?
That's like a souvenir doll from Area 51 or something.
I'm just going to put a link to this video. But basically, these three chicks, and they happen to be African-American, are listening to the stereo, the car stereos, in Best Buy. And so they get it going, and they're all kind of dancing, bobbing their heads.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
And a big, fat, dorky, white Best Buy salesman comes over and starts freak dancing. and then literally gets on the floor with like the one-handed push-up and humps the ground like R. Kelly style. And they laugh and leave. And it's caught on security.
Does he pee on anybody?
No. The mole on his back is not the same as the one on the tape. It's not him. He doesn't pee in her hair.
This looks like the Best Buy that's right next to where I work.
It looks like the layout. Look the same. I know, they all look the same. But it looks like ours, I know.
Who? What the hell?
Oh, white boy.
Oh, white people. Hey, I'm one of those. Hang on now. Wait, Shirley Manson from Garbage is going to be on Terminator next season.
What?
How fucking weird is that? She's not even an actress.
She's still around?
I don't think Garbage is still around, but apparently she's going to be on Terminator.
Wow.
As a Terminator? Or?
Hey, by the way, as I was bookmarking stories for the alien story, here they are in order. Expert says Denver alien tape, no fake. Next story. Alien video revealed to be revealed to the media tomorrow. Next story. Video of a living alien. And then like the next four stories are like super fake shitty tape of shitty crappy alien puppet. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is going to happen.
Isn't it being done by Michael Bay?
No, Brett fucking Ratner. The rat.
Oh.
The R.A.T. is
I was hoping it was going to be weird. Michael Bay. They just blow up Eddie Murphy.
I don't know. Let's see. Oh, God, there's that alien video again. I bookmarked like 35 stories of this. Did you hear about those two? I think they're from Texas. Those two pot-smoking hackers that took down Comcast's intranet just because they felt like it.
Wow, no.
They're like 18, 19-year-old high school dropouts. Destroyed Comcast's entire internal email system, all their web servers, and their website. Because they felt like it. And they changed the contact of their network solutions account to technical contact to the dildo room at 69 Dicktard Lane. That's so classy.
Wow. Okay, props to them for that.
The dildo room. Awful. No, not that one. The one at 69 Dicktard Lane. It's so great.
Next door.
That's what you do with your power. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Let's see. There's a couple more things on here. Then we're going to get to the fucking mail sack. Oh, that's not what that was. This guy built a fire-breathing wheelchair. I'm going to put a link to that just because you have to see it. What? It's a fucking wheelchair with like it's got tank armor and it's got a fucking fire cannon on it.
I don't care for people in wheelchairs.
That's just alienating everybody possible.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
I saw a guy in a wheelchair, like driving around in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately called the cops and I was like, I don't like those kind of people around.
That'd be funny if you like had extreme horrible racial prejudices against the handicapped and you called the cops and you were like, yeah, it's one of them.
One of them.
And they're like, what, a black guy? And like, no, cops, it's a guy in a wheelchair.
I don't see color.
I just don't feel safe.
See wheels.
Yeah, I just have hatred for things with wheels. They're like, but it's because you think they're cyborgs.
Yeah, it's a wheel gang chair. Gang.
Dude, apparently every child under 9 is a cyborg because they sprout fucking wheels out of their feet and fucking roll through the mall.
I don't like that.
They're all fucking cyborg feet children. I don't trust any of them now.
Agreed.
Man, let's see. I think that might be it. Oh, I got to send you this link. Did you see the Kill Bill?
Yes.
The banner?
Oh, wait, yeah. No, the Kill Bill road sign.
Yeah. I'm missing that this was too. Actually incredible.
I'll put up a link to it. It's on iWatchStuff. It's a local local cable channel that apparently got the rights to air Kill Bill. And the billboard is splattering blood.
Wow.
Onto the building, onto the street, and onto two cars. And so all that just has to stay there forever. Like, that's crazy.
I love that.
And it's for a local cable channel. It's not even for, like, anything cool.
Did you see that there's
that
some
sweet
news thing on somewhere on the internet about...
They've got this thing that they put on it.
On thing, you know, with the face.
On thing stuff.
But there's somebody vandalizing ads, I think in Europe, decapitating ads I guess.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he would paste over the heads so that it looks like they've lost their heads.
And there's like a little bone sticking out from where the neck would
be. It's actually incredible.
Yeah, like, it's actually really good. Yeah,
it's like
awesome. Graffitied. It's fucking sweet. Like, and it's all like these, like, you know, cologne ads where it's like a chick that's like just grossly skinny or whatever. And she's like about to kiss a dude and there's a missing head with blood all over.
Yeah,
it's actually very well done.
That's like, pretty great.
Let me see if I can. Hopefully I can find it.
Speaking of our theme for this episode. So there's this guy that has a company.
Urinating?
Yeah, no. Mormons. There's this guy that has this service where he'll pee on you for money. No. Right. Where he will send emails for you after the rapture.
How does he? Is he?
Wait,
I'm assuming that he's hired unsaved people to man it, and so he says, "Okay, after we're all gone, I just need you to hit the big send button."
Gotcha. And Comcast will sure as hell be around after.
Oh, absolutely! They'll be ruling
the rapture. Actually, yeah, this the rapture is sponsored by Comcast.
Well, no, that's what happens. It's 1,000 years of darkness ruled by Comcast. Yeah, but you like write an email to all of your unsaved friends, and then it goes out to, you know, after the rapture. So that's pretty cool. So I signed up.
Just in case.
Send you
to work there. No, I mean, I'm like, I mean, I got to have a job afterwards, you know. I don't know. Actually, my readers will all still be here, so.
Yeah.
Even if they think they won't, they will be. Those pick fuckers. Denise is sending me a link to the decapitated headman ads. Loading very slowly.
There's only one picture. I can't find the actual.
No, they're making a He-Man movie. The heart. They're making a He-Man movie.
When, yeah, I've seen it. It has Dolph Lundgren.
No.
What?
He's a real smart guy.
Not Masters of the Universe, you dick. They're making a movie. Actually, it's going to be called Grayskull, the Masters of the Universe. But
okay.
They're making a new one. And what's funny is.
Michael Bay?
Nobody yet. It's just a script.
Oh.
But what's funny is I think it was either on the comments or on the forum that I said. Somebody was like, God damn it, I bet the next they remake He-Man. And I said, you bet your ass they will. And then, like, it was the next day that I found that link. And I was like, oh.
It was actually some producer guy that was like, hey, I bet you they're going to redo that.
Two guys on the internet.
What do you guys?
That's a great idea.
What do you guys think about that?
Do you know how scary that would be if that's what was happening? So it seems like everybody hates that new, you know, Bionic Woman show, right? And it's like the producer's Bionic Woman. They're like, please say you love it. Please tell us that you love it. Did you see the video of the office worker going batshit nuts?
Yes.
I want confirmation that that's real. Did you see the second angle that was in color?
Yeah, some guy's cell phone.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
The dude?
It was weird. It showed
First
up
off,
on...
what office is this that only has 15-inch CRT monitors?
Japanese ones.
That was Japanese?
No,
I think so.
Japanese would have holographic displays.
That would actually make a lot of sense, though, if it was.
No, but they're cheap labor, so.
See, Denise hates all other Asians.
I do not.
And she's like, Japanese
they have
people
like,
are nuts.
They go kind of crazy.
Hi, I'm Satan. Enjoy the film.
I need a sound effect of a train crashing that I can play every time after you play a sound effect.
I guess.
What is this going to be? Just a sound effect show?
Yes. There's no voices. It's just Will Ferrell clips for 2 hours. So,
that doesn't make sense.
There's a part of that where he picks up a monitor and, like, throws it at a dude.
Yeah, he throws it at
a crushes him with it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's pretty good.
Oh, man, I felt...
Pretty good.
I felt all of his emotions.
That's pretty much what's been going on in my office for the past about 4 weeks.
But with flat panels.
Right, yeah.
And so really expensive Dells.
Right. Well, they're actually Hewlett-Packard, which is the key sponsor of Gearbox.
I thought you had a deal with Dell.
Yeah,
you're in an ad.
We're easily
Eli.
Sold out.
You're in a Dell ad holding
anymore.
Dart gun.
Not anymore.
I've seen it.
Well, we've switched. We'll fucking
2 days after that contract expired.
Yeah, we're like, hey, what's up, HP or Compact?
Oh yeah, they merged to some sort of demon hybrid baby.
Whatever.
It's clone like, baby.
They merged the cow into
kill me. So I really wish Josh was here to talk about this. I read an article that said rubbing estrogen on your penis tip prevents HIV, and I want to know his thoughts.
What?
Rubbing estrogen on your Denise, on your penis tip prevents HIV. So here's where I'm feeling pretty good about this, is I soak my whole junk in a bucket of estrogen every night.
Oh.
Just but to make it supple.
Like a silo?
For my lady love.
Jump!
Jump. Crump. I
wanted
what to
do say
you crump
mean? Like, where
one.
Where would you get Look, estrogen? Like,
oh, I was gonna say, where'd you get the big bucket?
At the store. You Home Depot, aisle three. Washers, hex wrenches, and buckets of estrogen, industrial strength estrogen.
I don't even understand.
You
that.
Dip your junk in it, and then you can't get AIDS. Simple as that.
I don't
hear
think
that,
you
everybody?
Buy that at Home Depot.
Listen, everybody. Everyone listening to this, I promise you that if you dip your balls in estrogen, you cannot get AIDS. You're safe.
So freaking illegal.
Hold me to that. I promise. Oh my God. This might be the last story. There's two more. This is so fucking great. There is a Alzheimer's ward in Germany that so many people were trying to escape just out of confusion. They put a fake bus stop outside their front door. So the people get outside, they wait at the bus, they wait for the bus to get there. And then the workers just come back and round them up.
This is the saddest thing I've ever
it's
heard.
It's like at the end of their block. They're like, I'm leaving this fucking shithole. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Oh, look, it's the bus. I'm just going to wait. And like 4 hours go by and they're like,
oh my God, that's awful.
Where am I? Oh, men with white coats, take me back. Excellent.
That's so terrible.
This worked out great.
I can't, that just hurts my brain of the whole like process of like, they forget they get into the
bus.
They
just
the
think
bus.
They're going home.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, and as soon as they get there, they're like,
I say they take it up a notch.
Something not right here.
I think they take it up a notch. They get a fake bus, and they drive them around the parking lot for like an hour. And they're like, okay, we're here. Yay. I want pudding.
So sad.
My socks are full of crumbs. I need my heart medicine.
That's really sad.
That's fucked up, and it's Germany, so you know it's efficient.
So it was like a Lubies?
Last internet story is that actual, for real, for true, Bill Cosby sweaters are up for auction.
Oh.
I have put a second mortgage on my house. Starting bid is $5,000. I'm going to get one.
What?
I'm going to wear it always.
$5,000?
And I'm only going to speak
at Akon
in Cosby speak. Theo, you see,
if you go in blackface, I'm not going.
Rudy!
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Theo, this is the most racist podcast we've ever done.
Oh, is that racist? Bill Cosby's black.
Everything you say is racist. Whatever. You are hateful. Eli was going to kill Josh for not coming, but it turns out that they would think it's a hate crime. But here's where I think he's okay, is you're both minorities.
That's actually true.
So you can't really hate each other. Only white people can commit hate crimes. I hate you both. I could kill you and I'd go to jail forever. So you're safe
from
me.
You guys are so up.
You don't even respond. You just play sounds.
Yeah,
like
that's
a
right.
Fucking robot.
We need to take
a robot.
That.
God, robot. Put another fucking peso on this shitty Mexican robot that we have that doesn't work anymore. God damn. Mail sack.
I'm just so tired.
Mail sack. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Mail sack. Mail. Sack. Excellent.
Stop
Good
it.
Job. Good job. Question number one is not a question. It is merely three words from Neekman. And actually, I know what he's talking about.
Hi, Neekman.
Neekman says, Buckley's comic, drama, discuss. Tim Buckley is a...
Tim Buckley. Is that
web
control
cartoonist?
Alt,
yeah. Delete. Control Alt Delete. Web cartoonist that apparently everyone hates. Like, he's like the most despised man.
What?
If there is a such thing as a webcomics community, I'm not a part of it, but I do know who
I know
that would
of
be.
It.
I know who it would be considered. It's a club that I am not in.
Not yet.
I don't really want to be in it.
We'll
I don't want to be in any sort of clique.
We'll
but
get you the secret handshake.
I don't want to know it. It's probably got a shocker involved. So
you just need like a girl and boobs, and then you can probably get in.
Oh, I was like, a bribe? I don't want to. I don't know, man.
What is going on?
He's speaking. He's thinking his ideas. He's translating them into Japanese on Google and then translating them back into English and then saying them to us.
Just go.
So sleepy. So apparently everybody hates Tim Buckley, and
I didn't know that.
I know why. Luckily, what they're talking about is his comic's really shallow, and it's everyone accuses everyone of being a Penny Arcade ripoff because they are, of course, the most successful comic.
Sure.
Bar none. They're millionaires, and everyone else is struggling to survive. There's
wasn't that PvP first, though?
PvP's older, but right. PvP has readership in the hundreds of thousands, like 200,000 max. Uh-huh. 100 to 200,000 is their readership. Penny Arcade is on the millions daily.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And there is that gap. There's a comic called Questionable Content at questionablecontent.net. He's got like 500,000 a day.
Hmm.
And wow. He's like the only one between those two. Penny Arcade is leaps and bounds above all else. They're a force of nature. So everyone accuses everyone else of being a Penny Arcade ripoff. Control Alt Delete is just a really shitty Penny Arcade ripoff. It's just
I used to read it a lot.
I'm
it
sorry.
It was pretty good for a while.
I just don't care for it. I don't think he's not a good artist. He doesn't draw his comics. He uses saved files and he just imports the same poses over and over and over.
I have noticed that.
I just think it's weak. I don't care. Whatever. I got no real animosity towards him as a human. whatever success he has, whatever. So, but his comic's really shallow and everyone knows that. So in his most recent strip, he had his girlfriend in the comic miscarry a baby.
No! Are you kidding?
His like super drama moment. And so
that's crazy.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Apparently on 4chan they are editing the comic that she had an abortion. But anywho, John Dark was quick to point out that we should only just read the Encyclopedia Dramatica article on Tim Buckley, which starts with Control Alt Delete is a shit webcomic produced by renowned douchebag and attention whore Tim Buckley. So I guess it just people don't like it. It is known throughout the webcomics community and the wider internet community for being amongst the gayest shit that was ever shat. It's widely regarded as a masturbatory wish fulfillment fantasy for Tim. Actually, that's what I've heard from pretty much everybody. I haven't read enough to know.
I've read quite a bit of it. I used to read it all the time, but I've kind of fallen off.
All you're saying is you have bad taste. I don't know. I mean, you're saying you like the gayest shit ever shat? I don't know. I'm just telling you what the internet said, not me. Internet don't lie. Question two.
Quit now.
You were allowed to play one sound and one sound only. Yes, that is fine. It. Melkor, my usual Lord of the Rings related question. Mr. Tumnus equals Bilbo? Huh? Apparently they might cast that dude. Which James dude? McAvoy as Bilbo.
Bilbo. Why? Baggins.
Bilbo. Hey, do you have the Leonard Nimoy song about Bilbo?
Absolutely not.
Bilbo, he doesn't look like a hobbit.
Bilbo. He looks like a fawn because he has deer legs.
He actually was a fawn in Chronicles of Narnia.
No, that's why they cast him. He's a goat from the waist down.
But that's not the same thing as a hobbit. That still doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying it was serendipity for him because he was born a half goat baby. They're like, congratulations, it's a goat baby.
Baby.
They're like, he'll never be anything.
It's a good thing he ate his way out of the middle of that killer whale.
Dude. Secret ingredient is goat baby.
Out of the whale.
And it's James McAvoy.
Anyway, move on.
Yeah. Should he be Bilbo? No. The end.
Ta-da.
They should give it to...
For the Hobbit?
Both Samwise and Mr. Frodo should play Bilbo together as a pair.
Just hold one of them like underneath, what? Like on his shoulders or
yeah,
whatever.
It's really obvious. It's really shitty. It's really bad. It's just both of them holding hands. And they say every other word. every other line.
It's like, you know all my thoughts. Mr. Frodo. Oh,
don't talk like that, Mr. Frodo. I mean Bilbo. God damn it, this is hard. Line.
It's okay, Sam. I'll say your lines for you.
Thanks, Mr. Frodo.
I guess
get off the road, Hobbits.
Oh, God. I guess it doesn't matter who plays him.
Because you'll be there regardless.
Yes.
So what the fuck did they could cast a fucking tin can? It's like a tin can on a stick. It's like rattle, rattle, rattle. I'm a Hobbit. Yay.
Chef Boyardee as the Hobbit.
Yeah, a can of eaten Chef Boyardee. He also says, related to Indy 4, have any of you guys read Chariots of the Gods? I don't know what that is. It's basically the first published work to discuss the idea of Peruvian natives too much. No. Peruvian natives having contact with aliens. Oh, because that's like, kind of like Indy 4.
But
I never saw it, so I don't know that.
Wait, I'm confused. I thought Indiana, wait, what?
Indiana 4 is about aliens.
Yeah, but like, isn't it about Aztecs?
Aliens. It's that alien that they had in Denver is the
so
crystal skull.
No,
it's
up.
Got the crystal skull.
Shut up. No, crystal skulls, that's a Mexican legend. Why would there be Peruvian?
Quetzalcoatl.
Right, that's Aztec.
Aztec god. I love that word.
Isn't it awesome?
Quetzalcoatl.
Rolls right off your tongue.
I actually, my daughter's real name is Quetzalcoatl. But we don't call her. That's
actually
too hard. Too
feathered
hard
serpent?
Say.
Very
that
nice.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Not that we're answering your questions properly, Melkor, but hey, whatever.
Wait, Peruvian, wait, go back.
He says, what are your opinions on intelligent extraterrestrial life? According to Denver, they're everywhere. I believe everything I see on the internet.
We were actually talking about this at work, and I was like, you know...
What, aliens?
Yeah, it's not like we would fucking... There are no such thing as aliens.
Why?
Because we're not...
In the vast, unfathomable reaches of space, literally imperceptible distance and worlds and stars, we're all there fucking is? That's ridiculous because we suck.
Dude, if we were on Mars and there was an alien life form there, we'd be like, hey, what's up? And put our hand out.
I'm not saying they're here. I'm just saying as a concept, human beings and the planet Earth are the full extent of knowledge in the universe.
There are no fucking aliens because...
That's bullshit.
They are not going to hide around a corner and be like...
I'm not saying they're even here. They could be tens of billions of light years away. I'm not saying they've ever visited Earth. I'm saying to think that we are the only intelligent life in the fucking universe.
I've had this discussion way too many times now. I'm just going to stay out of it.
I'm just saying that they fucking should be here by now. I'm so waiting.
Why?
Because fucking, dude.
It's unfathomable.
Look, if we can make a movie like Predator.
Never mind.
They can
fucking. Is this
fucking...
like point and counterpoint?
Yeah, Eli's argument is based on Predator. And that is it. And so... That's it. That's all.
I've seen Predator.
You win.
And one and two.
You win.
Yes.
No, you're.
And then the alien fights the Predator.
Your theory's sound. You win.
At some point, they got to end up here. It's all I'm saying. Look, if we can have
humans.
5 for 5, and if Arby's can sponsor Battlestar Galactica,
oh,
somebody has got
what
to fucking
it?
Show up
what
here.
What was it?
Soon.
The 5 for 5? That's the name of this podcast.
The Final 5 for 5.
Bill, it's the Final 5 for 5!
Curly
I'm
fries.
Cylon.
Want some curly fries with that?
Yeah.
And I want the horsey sauce, Bill.
Horsey sauce.
Rosalind, I love you. And I love horsey sauce.
I walked into an Arby's once. And
I'm
this,
sorry. My condolences.
This giant cockroach walked right past me. I looked at the
carrying
guy.
Carrying a 5 for 5 bag.
I looked
Pardon
right-
me. Excuse me, just making my way through.
He had like a little top hat and like just like tipped it to you.
Actually, he looks at you and goes, he's holding his bag and he goes, I know it's gross, but you know, I got $5.
I will not eat cat poop. I looked right at the cashier and like walked right back out.
That sums up Arby's. That should be their commercial. Next question. Andy says, who are present for this podcast, because he knew we wouldn't all be here. He knew it. He should have said, dear random board of fucking strangers and miscreants and transients, what hobos did you pick up on the side of the road to fill in for fucking Josh? God damn. Not to say that you're a hobo, Denise.
I'm not a homo.
Homeless American is what you prefer. Do any of you here have an author or book that you're passionate about
Ooh.
And want to share with the world? Eli, I'm going to append his question so that you can answer it. Or comic book. Doesn't have to be a book with a bunch of words. Extra jammage if it changed your point of view on something, like your self-identity, worldview, thoughts about blah, 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 blah. That's a really good question.
I am actually a big fan of the B&H photo catalog. It's kind of like a book. It's got lots of pictures and stuff.
Light.
And
it's photo light porn.
Yeah, and I like it. And it's good.
Denise, I can almost assure that you would be able to answer this question.
I've actually already flooded the forum about it.
Oh, the book forum?
Book forum.
I love how you keep pimping the forum. You're so good at this. You're so much better than Josh.
And I agree.
Hey, if you want to do Josh, just do this. Just every once in a while go.
Oh, my God.
Just record him doing that and just have that
and just
play
it. Oh, dude. There's your soundboard.
What?
Get Josh's various laugh reactions.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then he doesn't ever have to come again.
Oh. We love you, Josh.
Let's see. What would there be? There'd be a high-pitched...
I don't give a damn.
There'd be a high-pitched laugh, and there'd be like a... Oh, God! That one.
Yeah.
We're like, did you hear about that story where that guy ate his own foot? Oh, my God. Josh. The Josh bought 5,000.
So great, actually.
Let's go ahead.
Anyway,
and do
that. Anyway.
Okay, so the books that you love.
Where's that going? Yes, I've already talked about them on the forums.
Well, tell the best one.
Probably my favorite fantasy author would be George R.R. Martin.
What's he write?
Which he writes the Song of Ice and Fire series.
Oh, that's like. Did you start that thread? Because that was one of the big threads in the forum.
I did it, but I leapt.
You're all over
and
it.
Screeched all over it. But yeah, it's great.
What's that part of the forum called?
Reading is fundamental.
Oh, with fun in capitals.
Right. Very clever.
I'm so funny.
No, but he's probably my favorite fantasy author.
I'll tell you, the book that I read that made me start thinking about things a little bit differently, not from like, oh my God, my mind's blown, but made me think about things I never thought about before, was The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury. I read that when I was 11 or 12. And it's an epic. It takes place over like 1,000 years or more. And it starts with people going to Mars and exploring it or sending probes and eventually going there. And the first men that land on Mars, because Martians are telepathic, they just think that the humans are crazy Martians and they lock them up in an insane asylum.
I've never read that.
You can project your insanity. So they're like, whoa, these Martians are nuts. Lock them up. And it's quite terrifying. Like, they're like, they've got no recourse. There's nothing they can do to be like, no, I swear to God, we're not Martians.
And I read part of Strangers of a...
Stranger
in
Strange
Land.
Not a fan.
I didn't read the whole thing, but that was pretty good.
I read that in ninth grade. Maybe I should read it again. Aldous Huxley wrote... That was Aldous Huxley, wasn't it?
No, that was Bradbury also.
It was? Mm-hmm. Oh, Huxley was Brave New World.
Brave New World.
Sorry.
That was great.
That was not my favorite Bradbury because... I didn't sympathize with that dude at all. The I can't remember his name now. The main character, mm-hmm. John Martian or whatever his name was. They ended up eating him at the end. Spoiler.
Oh.
They made him into soup. Ate him.
Anyway.
I really liked Brave New World.
That was good.
Except for the last page. Except for the last paragraph of the last page was a fucking cop out. And every adaptation they've ever made of that book into a movie or series or miniseries has been terrible.
Hmm.
Leonard Nimoy was in one of them.
Ender's Game is also one of my favorite sci-fi books. Shout out to Nikki. She was the one who showed me that book.
Oh, your sister?
Yep.
I haven't read enough sci-fi, honestly.
I haven't really either.
I can't actually read.
That's why you're not talking.
Now,
did you ever read?
If we're going to play the serious game, then Watchmen. It's like a big deal to me.
I still haven't finished that.
They got that movie coming out.
Yeah, it's like an ongoing project.
Alan
for me.
Moore. That's actually the first comic that I read that I was like, holy shit, what the fuck is this? Because it didn't have the big...
giant superhero awesome.
Yeah, it didn't have the big like bang over like the gunshot going off or whatever.
Right.
Like people were just getting shot and killed and things were happening. I was like, what?
This is too real.
There's a lot of words here. What are all these words?
I've probably got a better answer to that question, but I can't... I actually haven't read
the New Testament. Big fan.
Shut up.
The end.
The, yeah.
That's perfect.
I could keep
That's
on.
The best work of fiction that you've ever read.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's big believable
battle.
For a minute there.
Yeah, it's a big battle.
Towards the end, yeah. There's
And then there's like this vent, and it's like 2 meters wide, and they have to get the cross down it.
Oh, it's like blasting Womp Rats back home. Yeah. Sure.
I don't know. We better just move on, because I can actually keep up the... reading for
yeah, you're
by
the one
myself.
You're the literate one that
I read a lot. I'm boring.
I feel bad because I have this longing feeling that I'm missing something, but where he says actually that changes your view. Yeah, goddamn it, I can't think of anything.
I can't.
It's late.
Really, either.
Changed my view.
Like, whoa, I think differently about that now because I read something fantastic that I had never thought about.
Mm.
I don't know.
I can't really think of any one book that's done that for me.
Just the adventure that is reading. Right, Denise?
Aww.
Well, there take was this eight. Choose Your Own Adventure book I was reading.
As Jordy LaForge said, take a look. It's in a book. It's a reading book.
That's the message of but the podcast.
But you don't have to take my word for it.
Go to your library.
This message from...
Go to your local library.
Guys, if you're going to have names like R-U-R-O-U-N-I-Q, then pronounce it in parentheses. Give
that's,
me a pronunciation guide.
Ruroni.
Ruroni
Q?
Okay. What's Ruroni? Is that like a pasta?
That's if he's referencing the thing I'm thinking about, it's anime.
Okay. Well, good. At least
someone
knows. It's
actually a really good show, so props to that guy.
Oh, well, then Denise is a fan of Ruroni Q. Who would win in a fight? Borg Han Solo riding Mongo from Blazing Saddles as a mount, or zombie Indy in a sword van? That's a van with a sword attached to the front. I think Indy,
first
Indy
off,
wins for sword van.
First off, trick question, same guy. Okay. Nice try, but you're not going to slip that one past us, buddy.
Oh, you're right. What a cop-out. God. Actually, what he's talking about is the question from last week where BET's 106 and Park host was like, who will win between Han Solo and Freddy Krueger? And he's like, shut up and let me go. I hate you. I'd say anybody who is not only undead but in a sword van wins. Hands down. I'm sorry, yes. Han.
I don't
Han's
know,
down.
Though.
Han's
yeah,
down.
Borg, Han Solo. That's
depends on how close they got. If the van hit the Borg going like 60, they're vulnerable. They die. Close
true.
Combat, nanoprobes in the neck, zombie goes down.
Yeah.
Can you assimilate a zombie?
That's actually a good question.
Reanimate necrotic tissue? I don't know.
Aren't they kind of dead anyway, the Borg? No.
We're going to have to address this one on another podcast that we take the whole
we're
time.
We're going to have to do some research
yeah,
on
I mean,
this.
A whole hour for that question.
Is there like a Borg like practitioner? You know,
we'll need to talk to someone, yeah.
A Borg
we'll have to,
specialist?
Yeah.
In the house?
Call up no. 7 of 9. John Dark says, did you read that? Oh, this is a follow-up to that exact same question. Did you read the comic where the Millennium Falcon crash landed on some mystery planet and Chewie and Han were attacked by natives? Han gets arrowed and dies, then... Many years pass, and Indy and his crew discover the remains of the Millennium Falcon. If that's a real comic, I want to see it. Because
that sounds,
sounds
very
terrible.
Complex.
That sounds like
terrible.
A fucking like SAT question. If the Millennium Falcon leaves...
Traveling at...
Leave Chicago at 30
Millennium
miles
Falcon. Parsecs. If the Millennium Falcon can complete the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, and Indiana Jones can ride a camel through a mountain pass, leaving
at
Istanbul
like,
yeah. at 4 miles an hour...
Who would win?
Yeah. Whatever. This is from Fletch. Chevy Chase Fletch? First off, I need Josh to sing Closing Time by Semisonic. Sorry!
Josh is gone.
If he was here.
He had more pressing commitments.
Pressing, absolutely. Pressing against.
I didn't mean that. I mean.
Oh, well. Sorry, Fletch. Hate to disappoint on your first comment, but... Second, in honor of New Venture Brothers, which I'm sure we've all seen by now, correct? The premiere?
I literally came from work here.
You have not seen the premiere of Venture Brothers yet?
I didn't even know that was back
oh
on.
Oh my God, what's wrong
I
with
know,
you people?
I know.
I'm fucking working.
Shut up. That excuse is old. Oh my God.
That's what you say about everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I haven't dude. Actually seen all right. of season one anyway. So
There's been two seasons.
Well,
we're on
whatever.
Three.
God.
Everyone's fired from the podcast. It's over.
The goddamn plane has crashed into the mountain.
What is that from?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, right.
Nothing, dude, nothing's fucked here.
Mr. Lebowski. That was big. Yeah, that was Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that was the Big Lebowski.
No,
yeah.
Dude, you're the Big Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Duderino.
Or El Duder.
They're doing a midnight show at the Inwood for Big Lebowski
pretty
soon.
Oh, fuck me. I want
to
go.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Uh-oh.
They ripped out all the stadium seats, though, and they have couches now.
What?
I know.
At the
that's
Inwood.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Are they slanted couches?
No, no. It's like Studio Movie Girl. It's all flat, right? Or it's kind of like an ever
confused
light
for the most part.
Slope.
Jesus, give me details on that because I have to get a babysitter, but I want to go to that.
Yeah, I don't think they've scheduled it yet, but they're planning on doing it.
I just matriculated my pants.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about that.
I don't think minterated.
Minterated. Yeah, that's right. Minterated.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Right. I'm out of my element. In honor of the new Venture Brothers. Okay, regardless, favorite episode or moment of the Venture Brothers?
I think for me, and I haven't seen all of the episodes, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. when they leave the robot in Mexico,
helper.
Or, yeah, helper
and
robot.
Customized.
And he gets customized.
Oh, yeah.
And he sings that, you know.
Was that Dia de los Muertos?
Yeah. I think so. That was so good.
I have a few favorites. Almost everything Brock says ever is pretty much great.
That's a good one.
But favorite Brock moments, I'll condense. Number one was in the pilot, where he opens the hatch of the X-1, a zombie comes out, and they just start fighting immediately. He doesn't skip a fucking beat. It's like 2 minutes into the episode, he's watching the X-1, he's fighting a fucking zombie, and then when it's dead, he pisses on it, and Dr. Venture's like, oh, come on, Brock. He goes, Doc, it's common knowledge. You got to desecrate the body of a zombie or it comes back to life.
And then Dr. Venture's like, that's not actually a zombie.
It's just a guy in toilet paper. So great. Number two favorite Brock moment is at one point, this is also season one, he's running at a fence to pole vault over it, and the pole goes down the throat of a guild agent, and he continues the pole vault. It goes through his throat to the ground.
I love Brock.
And he follows through. It's so awesome. Number two is where he spends the entire episode naked, covered in blood with a knife. And then later he skins a bear. Oh, shit.
Oh, I hate this one episode where Dr. Venture, he gets cocooned. Like, he builds a cocoon. Oh, that was so nasty. I could, like, retching.
He turns
while
into
I was
a pupa.
It.
I believe I'm in my pupil stage,
that's
bro.
So disgusting.
One of my other favorite. The other thing is quotable moments of that show, which I can't even recall enough of them. But one of my favorite quotes from the Venture Brothers is Dr. Orpheus. And he says, holy shit, I think I just forgot the quote. It's when he puts the trucker's soul. Oh, I can't remember exactly what he says, but he ends up with, and his soul is now in this homeboy's figurine. Little Mexican action figure. I can't remember the exact quote, though.
That's good stuff. I should start watching
Miterated
that again.
Oh, I deleted that sound because it's cut.
Yeah, it's cut wrong.
So that sucks.
But that's what he says.
Hang on, I'm gonna look up Venture Brothers quotes. Most quotable show ever.
Intermission music.
Oh, Dia de los Dangerous was the one that you're.
Hey, this
of.
Is great. I can play like multiple sounds at one time.
No, oh, don't do that though.
But don't.
Except, no. Okay, that's awful. Okay, you have to stop now.
I love in when they first meet Dr. Orpheus. Pause that, please. When they first meet Dr. Orpheus, and Dean says, he's a Dracula!
Oh, that show's so good.
Oh.
Wait, was it you?
Or that's Hank. No, which one's the dumb one?
I don't know.
The blonde one's Hank, right?
Was it you that went to... We were at a Ben Folds concert. And
yes, and I thought
it
that
was Halloween.
Jackie O was Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Dr.
Well, it was Halloween.
There was a guy dressed as Jackie O.
And Joel's like 2 rows in front of me or behind me.
I was
remember.
Like 4 rows over and back, and I'm texting him. I'm like, Dr. Girlfriend is behind you.
And I'm like turning around.
And it was a really good Dr. Girlfriend suit. It's just too bad it was a Jackie O.
It was Jackie O.
But
I went and asked him.
Yes,
yeah.
It was a big bearded dude. It was pretty awesome.
I went and asked him. I was like, Are you
Dr. Girlfriend?
And he's like,
what? And you're like, you're doing the voice.
And he's like, no, I'm Jackie O. And then I was like, oh.
He texts me and he's like, no, he's Jackie O. And I was sad for the rest of the concert.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just going through these quotes. Ma Venture didn't raise no fools.
We don't have
we
a
don't
mom,
have
Hank.
A mom. That's so good.
That's so bad.
You see? Just like the flawless monarch butterfly from which I take my name, the monarch has many ways to sting.
And people keep trying to tell
monarchs
him.
Monarchs don't sting.
They're not. They're not poisonous.
Oh my god. I just want to sit here and read these now.
It's good. It's the
best. I do a passable monarch. I do a good Dr. Girlfriend. Let me find a Dr. Girlfriend quote.
Girlfriend.
She's so great. Queen Etheria. Oh my god, they've broken down the quotes by episode. Like it literally goes on for
as it should be.
For fucking IMDb will be Girl Hitler. Baron Underbites. Fucking minions were Girl Hitler, Cat Klops. who else was there?
Girl Hitler.
She was so great. Let's see.
We need clips from that show.
You're my arch enemy. That's what I do. It's my thing.
Oh my god. I love when they make the dream chamber. Dr. Venture makes the dream chamber just for having sex in or whatever.
I don't think I've seen that.
And he says, he's like, and I used an orphan.
You used a forsaken child?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's a great show.
Okay, so I can't go through. Yeah, next question. Or I'm just going to do Venture quotes for the rest of the episode. We'll do a whole episode of just reading Venture quotes next week. I'm not going to find these. Josh's is from the most recent, actually. Josh replied to that with his favorite Venture quote, which is from the premiere. Brock is meeting with some butterfly agents of the Monarch, and some other ones are watching him in the background. 24 and 32, whatever his name is. My Nissan Stanza. And so he says, what's Brock doing to him? He goes, I don't know. Maybe he's going to kill him. Maybe his name's a killing word. It's so great. Jesus. The guy from Labyrinth just turned into a bird. For Eli. Oh, this is from Aaron. For Eli. Fuck you. You're not welcome back. Viva Denise.
Yay.
Just kidding. That's I miss weird. The Mexican.
Aww.
You know what? I don't.
I don't give a damn.
Well, we're both here now.
Oh.
But Josh.
At least Josh isn't here. What's everyone's favorite episode of Buffy and Angel and Firefly? There was a Firefly marathon on HD today.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
There's always a Firefly marathon going on in my heart.
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay.
I watched about four episodes today. And you. I gotta say, Firefly, it's damn near impossible to have a favorite episode, but for sheer kickassery, Objects in Space comes really close.
Which one is that?
It's the one where... please don't let me get this wrong if this is not Objects in Space, but I think it's the one with Jubal Early, the assassin.
Oh,
it's the very last episode.
Is that Objects in Space?
Yeah, I think so.
Or does it have a different name?
I don't know.
If I'm wrong, dear God, Browncoats, please forgive me. It's been a while. But I love that episode. I watched Ariel today.
Speaking of Browncoats, mm-hmm. apparently there's like a... Do you have that website I sent you?
I don't
There's
remember.
A big Browncoat ball in Austin.
Really?
That they have like every year or something. Yeah, they
I'd
all
go
get,
to that, but I wouldn't be in costume. Such
yeah, they're
outcast.
All dressed up and it's like a prom, but for Browncoats.
Everyone's
it's
got a
cool.
Lassiter.
Yeah, it actually does look kind of cool, but...
I'm sure it's fucking awesome. I'd go if they'd let me go without having to make a suit. Or they'd give me one.
Wait, you don't have tight pants?
I don't have time to make any tight pants. You can't buy that stuff. There's not a Space Cowboy store around here in Dallas. You'd think there would be. But best Buffy's, I think everyone... Oh, you know what? Matter of fact, instead of even coming up with these, because somebody on the forum just got it right, so I'm just going to read theirs.
Are you stealing?
No, I am. You guys talk while I look this up. What, Denise, what have been your favorite Buffy's so far? Were you season 4?
I don't know, season 4? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's at that crossroads where the Angel show probably
Chocolate
is
bar.
About to start.
Oh, so this last year of high school.
Right, yeah.
First
no, well,
year
they're
of
actually
college.
In college.
Season four.
Then Angel's already gone.
Right.
Right. At the beginning of season four.
So that's where they, I guess it crosses over to the Angel.
And then
series.
Season three.
I'm going to tell you this. Season four. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to feel bad for saying it. Season four is the weakest season. Not counting one. No, it is. Not counting season one. Season four is the one where you're like,
isn't that the one where everybody's favorite episode is Hush?
That's true. There are actually probably three outstanding episodes in that season. But all in all, for me at least, Joss Whedon said a couple of times that it's like, okay, you know how when you leave high school and things get like really unsure and really awkward? Okay, he did a pretty good job of portraying that because the season was kind of like unsure and awkward.
Yeah.
Like they spend the whole season kind of building up to something, and then when they finally did it, it wasn't all that great.
So kind of season one.
Yeah. Very much like the arc of season one, actually. But I, you know what? The other thing for me is I do not like Riley at all.
I don't even know
as
who
a
that
person,
is.
As a character,
I don't like Riley at all. He was in
what was Riley?
The first or second
episode.
Where
are you in season one? He's a TA. You haven't seen him yet?
He's the professor's TA at the very beginning.
Oh, they just met him.
Short-haired professor?
That's what it was.
All right, well, he becomes a regular this season. I just don't like him.
Oh. Yeah, I know what his arc is, and yeah, I kind of...
I think my favorite so far is the doppelganger episode.
Oh,
where
Doppelgang Land.
Yeah, where there's a vampire
with
him.
So much goodness in that one.
That one was really good.
Bored now. Not Mandatory, who has an awesome blue-haired Illyria icon on the forum, on the Buffy thread on the Hijinks and Sue forum. Says actually breaks it down by season. I'm going to skip season
Jesus
one.
Christ.
Season two, of the ones that she says she likes, well, Becoming one and two, you can't pass those up. Those are fucking awesome. Season three, she lists Band Candy as one of her favorites. Band Candy was funny, but I wouldn't say it was one of the best episodes. But
it was pretty damn funny, though.
It's funny, though. Yeah. It's good comedy.
It's just because... Was that a Joss Whedon episode?
I'll tell you what. It had to have been because of the way Giles
may have been,
was written.
Yeah, because of the way like that they're just like...
Giles is a badass was so fucking... Okay, I take it back. That episode was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was gross, it was, though. It was Buffy's mom and Giles.
But it's just
that
funny.
Was so hot.
Well, you and I were talking about this, where it was like you had to think that just for that episode... It had to have been pretty cool for him because he was like,
"I was a super badass teenager.
I finally get to do something else
besides like, rub my glasses, and
yeah,
look
and constantly
worried.
Be like taking off." At,
well, he's British. That's what they do,
right? Yeah, I liked Teenage Ripper in that. That was pretty fucking great. The Wish in season three was also fantastic.
Yeah,
that's the
first Anya episode.
Bad genie, yeah, yeah, that's good.
Which I had forgotten that Anya was introduced so early. Actually, Doppelgang Land was right after that. That's also great. Earshot, was that the one where Buffy could hear that Warren was about to kill himself and everybody else?
That might be where she goes. Like,
she
oh
can
yeah,
hear everything. She can hear thoughts
because she gets infected with alien blood or something.
I like how they never address that. Like,
demon blood.
Demon blood.
Warren was such
sorry.
A weird character.
I'm an X-Files.
That's not
fan.
Warren. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Jonathan. Jonathan was such a weird character because he was just this little nobody, and then he ends up being a major player later. I can't tell you
don't
anything.
Tell.
God,
okay.
You suck. I gotta talk sure. about this. And then Graduation Day 1 and 2 are certainly good in that. She brings up in season 4. Wait a second. Yeah, okay, season 4. She's listed nearly half the episodes, so she lists Beer Bad. I hated that episode. I'm sorry. If my lowest rating for a Buffy 1 out of 10 is like a 7, then that one was a 7.
Wait, which one?
Beer Bad, the one where Beard turns them all into cavemen. It was just a throwaway. It was a tosser.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
Doesn't
yet.
Help at all.
Yeah, you probably haven't seen that yet.
Hush is in that, and Hush is one of the best hours of television, period.
That's what I keep hearing.
Without giving anything away.
They can't talk.
They can't talk. Yeah. And
I've gotten
it, just
that much.
Knowing the story behind it, they're saying like, okay, for instance, no one's got lines, but they've all got actions on the page. The director would say action, and then everyone would do their thing all at once because there was no way to know when to go next or whatever. It's got some of the best sight gags. It's so fucking inventive for having no words to carry the story. It's just a great episode and creepy as fuck.
Didn't they win an Emmy for that?
They were nominated.
Oh, okay.
Buffy is, correct me if I'm wrong, Internet, but Buffy's never won an Emmy. They got snubbed 7 years out of 7.
Wow. Right. Is it because of the vampires?
It's because of like hatred. Vampires? No, it's because of hatred.
Oh.
Yeah.
For good things.
That was maybe for one of the best towers of television outside of the rescue off of New Caprica in Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, goddamn, that was a good episode.
I ripped Battlestar
almost hitting the planet.
I ripped my stripper pants off so I could whack off to that because I could not believe what
Look,
was happening.
Look, Job, you always wear stripper pants.
Yeah, you tell me. Because I could not believe what was happening on television.
This is my uniform from Army, Mother. Why are you home? It was a half day at Army. We had a half day.
These are my medals.
Right.
These are all my medals from Army, Mother.
The stuffed seal.
Yeah. Oh, my awards. It's my the stuff he won out of the crane. The crane game.
Oh, Jesus. I think we just lost a lot of listeners. We just went off topic.
Arrested Development, go watch it. A New Man from season 4 was good, where Giles was portrayed as something that he is not. That was a good one. This Year's Girl, excellent episode. New Moon Rising, correct me if I'm wrong, was that Oz's, was that female werewolf episode?
I haven't seen that yet.
No, that's where, no! Shh. Oh, that's where... God damn it. I can't talk about anything.
Yeah.
That wasn't Female Werewolf. That was another Oz storyline. It was great. Season 5. Buffy v. Dracula. Certainly a good one. The bodies in that one. The bodies also an excellent hour of Buffy.
So which is the best season if season 4 is so weak?
Season 4 is not weak. It's just of all of them being super great, and I'm not counting season 1 because it's just not a real season, of 2 through 7 being so good, my personal overall opinion is that 4 was it was a big one for character development, but it was kind of like your first year of college. You know? Everyone's just kind of running around aimless. They don't really know what they're doing. And so, for storytelling, Josh did great. He was very realistic with that. But, I don't know. Absolute best all time is either going to be... You could probably say either 2 or 3.
Oh, really? Already seen it, then.
Well, God damn it. I hate to say that. It ain't 5. It's not 5. Even though The Gift and The Body were in that one, they're both great episodes. The big bad for season 5 is my least favorite big bad. No, that's not true. Adam was my least favorite big bad. Hard to say.
Oh yeah.
It's hard to quantify something you love so much as having anything wrong with it, but
well, it's like when you really there like your go. Car.
Season 6 was the I think season 6 was the most fun.
Sure.
With the triad.
Yeah.
I love the triad. 7 was certainly the most important.
It's the last season.
Yeah, as far as finalizing things. So anyway, we've stole that answer from a forum poster, but
totally cheated.
Favorite Firefly? Do you have one yet, Denise?
I can't think off the top of my head.
I don't know.
I've been watching Serenity a lot.
It's like telling
What's your favorite child?
Yeah, and you're like, okay, well, you've got that really fucked up nose, and,
yeah,
and that,
really
that's
like
from
it.
Your dad, and that's why we divorced.
Wow.
Wow.
But
Jesus, man, that's harsh.
My favorite.
That's what it's like in Mexico.
I think I can't remember what episode it is. It's the episode where Wash and. Captain Tight Pants get caught by
Niska. War Stories.
Yeah. War Stories. Just because
if I'm saying this episode's wrong, I apologize.
Yeah, it's such a violent episode. That's probably one of my favorite episodes, but maybe my favorite.
Is War Stories the one with the kid in the box, or is it the one with Niska?
Oh, that one—the torture episode—is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I feel like such a shithead for not knowing.
I don't remember. Yeah, I'm really tired and really high on coke.
You know, they've
to stay awake. But
I know Heart of Gold is the one with the whores.
I actually enjoyed that a lot.
Oh, that was a great episode.
That was that might be one of my.
Well, it was more like
it
whore
wasn't
planet.
A whole. It wasn't a whole island.
Oh, it's a floating.
It was just a town.
I like that episode with Niska, but my favorite moment of the whole series is when he kicks in the fucking crow guy.
Into the engine?
Yeah.
Yo, that's in the pilot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the pilot.
It's in the real pilot.
It's in the real pilot.
Yeah, Train Job.
I just remember, yeah.
No, Train Job was the fake pilot. The real pilot is, isn't the real pilot called Serenity? Hang on.
Wow.
God, wait, I'm losing my mind. Wait,
he kicks what in what?
So
when he kicks the dude into the fucking engine, and that's when things happen later.
I've forgotten Nisko. Most of this.
Okay, remember the big bulky guy that looks like the guy from Revenge of the Nerds? And they do the Train Job. They steal the medical supplies, mm-hmm. and then they return them.
Serenity is the real pilot. Okay. The Train Job is the second pilot.
It's been a while since I've
Shindig
seen
Shindig is the episode with the party where they have to get dressed up.
Oh, with Kaylee in the dress.
Yes. Oh, I loved Kaylee. Safe, I don't remember which episode that is. I feel
oh,
bad.
Speaking of Kaylee, she's going to be at Dallas Comic Con.
Right, everybody calm down.
Our Mrs. Reynolds is the one with Saffron. Janestown is
I
so
actually
great.
Do not like those episodes with Saffron. I don't know why she annoys
she
me.
She was in the one with the Lassiter in a... God damn it. Okay. Hang on, because I'm gonna get in trouble if I don't get these straight. All right, one more time.
I'm going to slap you in public.
That's what's going to happen.
Come on, Joe.
Okay.
You're losing... Geek cred.
Out of Gas is the episode where the
oh,
ship
that was
runs
good.
Out of air. That's not the one with...
I remember liking that one a lot.
Sure.
That actually was... Yeah, that was pretty good.
War Stories is the one with Nisko. I watched that today. Okay. And that is a great episode. I like after they find out that Jane's been a traitor. And not only does Mal put him in the airlock for a while...
Oh, at the very end?
But then later, Simon paralyzes him with drugs and basically says, like, I could kill you at any time with drugs.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah,
and then
that
River
was good.
Peeks her head in and goes, plus I can kill you with my brain.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe she can. Oh, fuck me. Dude, like, okay, the episode that I just watched with Saffron, the second one with Saffron, the lines in that show are so great. Mal says, you know, I saw you without your clothes off. Never thought I'd see you naked. I'm like, God, yes! Such good writing. Thank you, Captain Tight Pants.
I was so annoyed that
love you.
Jane was supposed to go to FedCon. He was supposed to be one of the guests, and he canceled, I think. That made me sad.
That's the same weekend of your Shindig. That's actually next weekend.
Dude, if for Jane, it's like, they're like, no, don't go to that con. We're going to get sandwiches that day. He's like, oh, sandwiches? Fuck, I'm not going to Dallas. I'm down for sandwiches.
Well, you know who is going to be there? Baltar.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, he's supposed to be there.
It's fucked up. I saw the message today,
some
too.
Some black dude.
No, wait, hold on. Sorry.
Yeah, Object in Space was the final episode. I saw the message. You know, this is a good finality to this question, which has been going on for 20 minutes, is the message features the actor who played Private Tracy. What's his name? Can't remember his name. He was in all of those series. He was in all three series mentioned. Because I think he's a friend of Joss Whedon's or Tim Minear's. He played Private Tracy in Firefly. He was the dead guy in the episode of Buffy, Conversations with Dead People, which is a great episode. And he was the guy that betrayed Fred and Angel.
Or, okay.
A guy betrays somebody. That's not a
sure.
spoiler.
Gotcha.
Whatever, Baltar's dude. Not even on the list anymore. Jeez.
We're so off now. We need to wrap it up. We're at 2 hours. Let's keep going. Johnny Ace. Hey, guys. Welcome back, Eli. That was presumptive of him. Who knew you were going to be here? If all the Hollywood execs came to you and said that you could choose one comic to never make into a movie... Which one would it would be and why? Eli, you answer this one.
Wait, one more time?
Comic that should never be a movie. They would just fuck it up. They would kill it. They'd destroy everything beautiful about it. The Watchmen.
Actually, as a matter of fact, The Watchmen has been, like, in most production forever.
Like 10 years, right?
Yeah. Like, it's gone through every studio in Hollywood, maybe. It's been written, like, 5,000 times. Comic... Probably going to have to, you know, I don't know. That's tough because Iron Man did something that shouldn't have been done, which was it's actually good.
Watchmen was well into production before Iron Man wrapped. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that's going to influence it unless they're editing and rewriting it right now, which they might be. But
sure. I don't know.
I don't think they should ever make a Justice League movie or an Avengers movie or any movie with a giant team like
well,
that.
Well, okay, there's a comic that's in The Preacher, which has been in talks about being made into a HBO series.
I think that they could make Preacher into HBO pretty damn good,
actually. Well, no, but that's the thing, though. It's like, I don't know. It there are certain things that I don't know if they can be translated.
Kind of like Oz, kind of like Deadwood. I think HBO could do...
I don't know if you can translate that, though. Like, I don't know.
Maybe not. Follow-up question from Andy on that. What movies do you want them to make but realize you couldn't because nobody else would get it or enjoy it comic book-wise? So that actually is your question there. What would you geek over because you love the comic but nobody would get it? It wouldn't sell.
Probably. You know, I'm curious where they're going to go with...
Battle Pope.
Yeah, actually. Battle Pope would be really good, but that would...
Matter of fact, it's got a cartoon now. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. What?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
I want to say it's the new Adult Swim lineup has Battle Pope on it.
Holy shit. That's really cool.
Civil War would actually... I would shit my pants if they were to actually...
It'd be too fucking big, though.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. If there was a way to do, like, a Lord of the Rings 3-part epic trilogy with where the Hulk, Iron Man, all that shit's going, I would probably shit my pants because that was one of the best... one of the best, like, most fun reads I've had in a really long time. I was, like, really into it. Like, every fucking week... I was like, gotta go to the comic store. I gotta get pick up my Civil War.
Well, then it would probably do well, actually.
I don't know.
Next question from Jesse Monster. Jesse underscore Monster. Least favorite Whedon characters, regular or recurring? I think I can stay with Riley. Don't like him. Don't care for him. Don't want anything to do with him. I think there's someone from Angel I hated, too.
Like Oz.
Least favorite.
Oh.
Sorry. That's the opposite of what you said.
I wasn't paying attention.
Least favorite Whedon character so far, Denise, from a Whedon noob.
Who do I keep saying is annoying all the time?
Cordelia.
Well, I was going to say Cordelia.
I actually don't mind Cordelia. I think Xander's pretty annoying, actually.
Xander Cruz.
Not Xander Cruz. I actually love Xander Cruz.
Xander.
Cacao! Yeah.
Speaking of which. Yeah, you got an awesome Killface shirt on now.
Killface president.
Oh, look, Trent, I've made you a friend.
Yeah, I don't know. He just rubs me the wrong way sometimes.
Xander serves his purpose. Xander, unfortunately, despite the fact that he is almost never truly redeemed as having been worthwhile, had he been gone, there would have been a void of stupidity.
I know. It's just one of those, you know, kind of friends.
He saves the world at one point.
Right. And he just, you know, one of those friends that you don't really like, but you don't know what else to do
with. I'm trying
to
think who you did tell me you didn't like, though. There is somebody that you were I fucking hate that person.
I hate Joyce.
I don't know who that is.
The mom.
The mom.
Oh, Buffy's the mom.
I hate Joyce.
She's annoying.
Even after Joyce finds out her sister is the savior of the world, she's like, you have to be home by curfew. And she's like, I'm going to kill fucking vampires, mom. Are you going to do it, bitch? No. She's like, I want you in her house and I want you to dress nice. And
wait, wasn't Joyce. It the replacement for Giles? Didn't you say you hated that guy? No.
Wesley?
No, not really. He was okay.
Wesley
so comes into his own in Angel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's a total poon for the first, like, two seasons, but he comes into his own so hardcore in Angel.
Yeah.
I really just don't... I'm not very fond of Xander at all.
Every member of the Firefly crew carried their own. Book was way underused and underutilized. His story arc would have been... They were saving him, and they never got to.
I think I pretty much liked all of the characters on Firefly.
You don't like them, though. They all have reasons to be loved. They're all
Yeah.
Oh,
excellently
Saffron.
Developed.
I didn't like Saffron.
I know, that's true.
She was very annoying.
Even their nobodies are awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what's funny is the people that appeared for 5 minutes on one episode of Firefly do cons now. The guy that played...
Good for them.
Yeah, we saw Saffron at that one Comic-Con.
Yeah, she's a Dallas Comic-Con.
The guy that played one of their informants, what's his name, like Gerbil? what's his name?
Gerbil.
There's a guy with a weird, funny name. Anyway, next question. It's from Troy. If you could email yourself 5 years into the past, but only five words, what would they be? Jesus Christ. I don't know. Oh, that was it.
Cocaine, hookers.
Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine.
Hot dogs. Sloppy Joe. Sloppy.
That's two words.
Sloppy Joe is two
words. No, sloppy word is... Okay, manwich.
What? What?
Manwich.
Message are you sending yourself with that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I kind of piece it all together. That way, I would probably...
Like
actually, you would just look down at your table and go, well, I must be doing it right.
Yeah.
Yay.
Because I have all those things right here.
I'm ahead.
Yeah. Now, actually, I'm such an asshole, I'd probably be fucking with myself and going like, oh, man, things must be... It's like Terminator in the future.
No fate, dun, 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 but dun, dun. What you... And then you have to figure out the rest.
No.
It's very Lost.
Manwich.
Well, what was two? What was five? Oh, 5 years ago. 5 years ago?
I was still in college.
Don't watch Lost. Eventually sucks. There you go.
You go with that. Don't buy into it.
How could I tell myself to start saving Firefly before it airs? Like we want to do for Dollhouse. Oh, wait. Is that too late?
2000. That was what? 5 years ago is 2003.
Was it the 2003 season that aired?
I am not a mathematician.
All right. Never mind.
But I'm going to say...
He also says...
That was sesquicentennial in 76.
Troy also says, Joel, it may fit into the 90s part of the 90s Alt-Rock Challenge, but since you're a Coheed and Cambria fan, how about... Oh, he wants me to play Coheed songs. I would. I'll do it next time.
Not
aren't they coming
anything.
In through town?
Again, I just saw him. I would be there, but I just saw him, and I'm broke. But Coheed and Cambria is fucking awesome. Let's see...
Oh my god, we still have so many.
I'm just trying to get through them. Crabstorm's question is, Eli is back. Whoop. There it is.
Well, actually, that's an outstanding question.
No, keep moving.
No, Dram says, if Obama wins the election, what specific changes would you like to see him make within this country? I want that wall to Mexico. Built so fucking high that Eli is the last one I have to see. And that's all there is to it.
I think we should try to land on the moon. A.
For real
A,
this time?
For real this time.
For real.
Yeah.
None of that fake Hollywood shit.
ILM stuff.
God damn it.
Why
hasn't George Lucas gone back and re-edited the moon landing?
With like the
first time we did this, we really didn't have the budget, so
it wasn't my vision.
I threw a rancor in the background of Buzz Aldrin. Oh, he adds a Wilhelm scream to the moon. It's like a he's like, this is one small step for man, one giant leap. Yeah, I can't answer that question seriously. It's 12. It's 1 o'clock here. I'm very glad he's our nominee, and if he doesn't win, I'm going to be very sad.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. Maybe he'll, be nice to get, like, a discount, like Burger King or something.
Like if he did some sort of Burger King coupon?
Yeah.
That's for the country. Political change that you are going to ask for is
a
coupon.
We just got
for
bribed
King.
With, $300 each. That's what we're living in right now. We just got our Burger King coupon.
Yeah.
Congratulate, hey America!
Hey, no one, someone,
you forget know, the last 8 years. Here's enough to fill up your car twice.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
See, because getting a $600 check means I'm gonna pay for that later.
Oh, was it six?
Six.
600.
Six for me.
Okay, six.
I didn't get dick.
Why?
because it's based on your tax return. I actually got a tax return this year, so I didn't get dick.
But mine was
more. Mine was probably more than yours.
A lot more, actually.
Yeah.
I think everybody gets one regardless of how much you get back.
Either way, I'm writing a check to the government back for $600 saying, here you
go. Oh, man, you're paying taxes this year.
No. I got a return. Your return determines like how much money you get back from
that. No.
Yeah.
I got $4,000 back for doing my taxes right, and I also got my stimulus check. You're mistaken. You need to find out where your stimulus check is.
I'm going to talk to your accountant.
You're not stimulated. You're not stimulated at all.
That's not the answer.
What a fucking shitty bribe that was. Everything's good, America. Here's some pocket change. Fuck you.
I put mine in savings. I didn't buy anything.
Well, how do you save $600? I mean, that's not a lot of money. That doesn't fix anything.
Army bonds?
That doesn't fucking fix anything. If you invested $600, unless you traveled back in time and bought Apple stock, you can invest $600 and in 10 years it might be $800. That's fucking ridiculous.
Damn it.
Whatever.
Done with that plan then.
I'm going to buy jelly beans.
Andy wants to know who we would put on the ticket for president that isn't running, real or fictional. Xander fucking Cruz. Yeah.
Killface
and Killface. Xander Cruz.
And the black guy.
Tequil.
No, the other one.
The Balacost.
What?
Oh, yeah, the Balacost.
What black guy?
The other one, the janitor.
Oh, Mr. Ford.
Yeah,
Mr. Ford. What the bunny rabbits and all. Yeah, Mr. Ford, absolutely.
Now, I'd probably put, like, Chewbacca. Because
he is local and
yeah, that's actually true.
Peter Mayhew?
Yeah.
He's British?
He's a Planoite.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he goes to all the cons here because he can only wheel around that far.
Oh, man, he's like in a giant 8-foot wheelchair.
He doesn't have wheels.
No, he doesn't. They call him Wheelie.
He has Wookiee legs.
He doesn't have
Wookiee
legs. Andy.
He has a cane.
Wookiee wheels.
Let's get through these. We're not doing 2.5 hours this time. Let's go. Andy says, how was watching Cloverfield finally after the shit your face comment from one of the recent podcasts? We started it, and 4 minutes into it, I got seasick and we turned it off.
See, this is why I never watched it.
Okay. I felt sick for the rest of the night and all of the next day. Now, in Cloverfield's defense, I have a vertigo condition, but much like Lucille too, but it fucking floored me. It was like they took a camera and, like, tied it to a piece of string, and then just, like, spun it. In 4 minutes of that, and I wanted to throw up.
I couldn't even watch the preview without feeling sick.
Okay, well, here's what happens. The next 2 nights later, we put it back in.
turns out
the first 4 minutes were actually the worst, because it's got a guy running up a stairwell with the camera.
Oh,
but he's, like, running up the stairwell with, like, the camera tied to his ass. Like, it's not even aiming. People don't not point cameras at things. It's like they're talking to each other and just pointing the camera everywhere but at what they're looking at. It's fucking ridiculous. Josh can suck my ass because I thought Cloverfield was fucking pointless. Josh loves it. I thought it was fucking pointless.
Yeah, it is pointless. It's just a fucking summer flick. It's just a movie.
All the hype?
It didn't actually happen.
Remove all the fucking hype?
It didn't actually happen? Thanks for that.
What are you talking about? There was no hype. That movie was like...
What the fuck are you talking about? It was hyped for a year and a half.
It was all internet hype. Like, it was all...
That's where I live. That's where I do my doing.
It was for internet dorks. And it worked.
I'm guilty as charged.
Yeah, it worked.
I hated it. The effects were great. It looked like a monster. All of 30 seconds that it's on the screen.
That's it? It had a cameo appearance?
The monster had a cameo in Cloverfield, yes. They were like, Cloverfield, we're going to need you to knock down the building. Bro.
It's cool.
Hey, man.
Bro, Jesus, I'm
Union
all
says
over.
I can't.
Union.
Look, man, I'm starting to dry out.
I've knocked
Are
over.
Are we going to shoot this or what?
I've knocked over 3 buildings, and I'm not doing a fourth until I get a brewski.
My dad owns a dealership.
Why does his dad own a dealership?
I'm going to get a summer job there, so...
I don't need this shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Film this or what?
Going back into the ocean. Suck it. I'm going to go hump Lady Liberty's neck hole. Whatever. Question from Eddie. I made the mistake of watching Rush Hour 2 and realized there are just some personalities the world will be better off without. Certainly he's not referring to Chris Tucker. Jesus, God, no. He's a treasure. If you could choose five celebrities from any media to be erased from reality, all right, let's knock it down to one.
Oh, Jesus.
Who would you kill?
Oh, so many choices.
You guys are so...
Tyra Banks. I only know about Tyra Banks because I watched The Soup, and she is the most shallow, vapid, empty,
that
void
a
of a human being on this planet.
I don't know her name, but she's from The Hills.
Good enough.
They make fun of her on The Soup also,
Heidi.
She's just probably worse than Tyra,
I would think. Absolutely.
Give me, we'll do it live, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
I love the best thing about that quote was that the thing that enraged him so much was that he did not understand the words playing us out.
Yeah.
The card says
fucking
playing us out, Sting and the Police or something like that. And he's like, what the fuck? What the playing us out? What? I've never even heard this. What is this? What? Just say the words, Bill. I've never even fucking heard this. I didn't make fucking sense. It's playing us out, you fucking douche-tard. It's words that make meaning.
He's actually coming through town.
Yeah, why? Does he play? Is he in a band?
No, they're doing a live show, like on stage at Nokia.
Live douchebaggery at
Nokia.
We are in
concert
Texas.
Venues.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hey, speaking of horrible humans coming to that theater, Kathy Griffin's coming too.
Oh my God, no.
She goes on the list with Bill O'Reilly.
Yes.
Oh
my God, she's so annoying.
Twofer?
Yeah.
It's a discount.
Next question. Andy keeps changing everyone else's questions. If you could replace celebrities with any other person, who would you replace them? What? Replace Josh with Gollum. Or replace Rob Schneider with Josh? What? Done. Good job.
Wait, that's the same question as like if they were to make a movie about you guys, like who would play
you?
Oh,
that's a good question.
We've got too many questions now.
No, I'm just saying
new
that's,
ones.
No, I'm saying that's what that question
that
is.
That can be for next week.
So let's do a soundboard of Gollum as Josh. So we're like, dude, did you see Battlestar last week? It was fucking awesome. Saws it. Hates it.
Mr. Gaddy's.
Hates Battlestar. Wants Mr. Gaddy's precious.
He should have the Josh giggle too.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
Delight.
Yeah, Josh. Okay, that's it. Josh Gollum is my new favorite character. Let's see. Oh man, I just want to keep doing that now.
Hey asshole, you guys suck.
Thanks for just randomly clicking all the sounds on the soundboard.
Yeah,
have you actually gone through all of them?
You're doing great. You're helping
out. They're not all on here, but whatever.
You're contributing. You're doing good. Loving it.
Tired.
Precious, Mr. Gaddy's precious.
Let's wrap this bitch up.
He hates pepperoni. Filthy, stinking pepperonis. Whatever. Listens to Radiohead, precious. I like Gollum, Josh.
Speaking of which, I was working. Didn't get to see Radiohead because I was working.
Oh, they come through?
Out there. Yeah.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
But
it's supposed to be like a crazy awesome show.
Actually, that was the week that I got mono, so I probably couldn't have gone anyways.
God, your life sucks. You should quit. You should kill yourself.
Did you see that thing on YouTube? Somebody somebody put together old electronic devices and made it sing a Radiohead song.
It's like an Okie Data printer, a hard drive,
it's
and
incredible.
Oscilloscope.
No, I haven't seen
that. We'll have to look for that.
It's
that's
pretty fucking
good.
Weird. Question from Raz. Space Camp versus War Games. Just got both on DVD from the Walmart cheap bin. Which should I watch?
Both
simultaneously.
Both? I don't know.
Yeah, it's highly recommended that if you can
somehow... War Games is a better movie, by far. But Space Camp made me believe
it has
that
more
I could
action.
Stow away on a spaceship.
Yeah, it's a lot more action than that one. If my recommendation, if you can get if you can get a split screen, maybe get two DVD players.
Well, they sync up like Pink Floyd and The Wizard of Oz.
PIP.
What?
They sync up. You'd have to be high. It's the same. It's the same movie.
I don't know what either of those movies are.
Are you serious?
That doesn't make sense.
You're fired from America until you watch both of those movies. Space Camp is a movie from the 80s where children in space camp accidentally get blasted off into space on a space shuttle.
Oh, no.
Because no one's watching.
Shenanigans.
It's shenanigans extreme. And War Games is where Matthew Broderick tricks a computer into trying to blow up Russia.
He hacks the internet.
He does.
Oh, I've seen part of that.
It's great because like he pulls out his modem, and his modem is a telephone right. that you have to sit down on a giant receiver.
Yeah.
And when he calls in the internet, these guys are working at the internet, and their computers start buzzing and whirring. And, like,
and the internet calls them back.
Hello, Professor Falking. Would you like to play a game? Wesley.
Wesley.
But it can't be Wesley. Both B and A, so the answer must be D, but it can't be D. So,
chamomile.
Chamomile. Number three, pencil. That Scangrid is such a motherfucking showboat. You spent all that money having me gold-plated and lowered, Wesley. Maybe the one who should make the first move is you.
Andy says, go back and get the Trimmers 4-pack. Oh, that's good. Question from Freck Truck. Which part of the entire HE experience is the most frustrating and which one is the most fun? I haven't read this question yet.
This fucking podcast.
Oh, hey, let's rewind. Aww. Let's rewind to minute one when you're like, I'm so fucking ready for this. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so ready for this.
But that's because I was fucking loaded on coke.
It's
and
all
now
wearing off.
All the coke is gone. Now I just have the itches.
The most frustrating and the most fun.
That's cringe.
Okay. Fun, like I'm having so much fun, I'm having a great time, is probably the podcast.
No, you know, that's...
I'm not asking you, I'm talking about me, I make the fucking comic.
That's a toss-up between...
This is a lot of fun.
This and when you come up with an idea that we can all brainstorm, whether it turns into a comic or not.
All those ideas are sitting in a folder.
No, I know, but...
I've got them all.
That is probably a pretty fun process because the elaborate like cartoon that comes out of that, it's like that'll never get made. Like that would take an entire week.
Do you know why I never do those? Because they're always so good they would be animated series. Like I'll email or I'll IM Eli and I'm like, dude, how about blah 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 and a monkey? And he's like, oh my god, blah blah blah. And then it goes on for like 30 minutes, and then by the time I'm done, to condense it into four panels would be
it's impossible.
Bastardry. Like it needs to be a 2-hour series.
A special edition.
But so, the best part is, I have all those ideas because they're typically not time sensitive. Mm-hmm. So if I'm ever out, you're totally going to see the Eli spinoff that we had planned.
Oh,
where the wacky neighbor gets his own series. Eli's going to get his own comic.
Oh.
And it's going to be called Eli E2 Loco Familia. It's like,
it was pretty elaborate.
Wacky grandma. And she's like, oh, so sleepy. And like of Eli's like thug Mexican brothers and their lowriders. And like, oh, it's going to be great.
It was pretty good. But so.
And we're like, that's our Eli.
So if you're listening to the podcast, please buy like 20 t-shirts so that we can do an animated series. So I can quit my job and then we'll work on cartoons.
Fuck yeah. Anyone know anybody at Adult Swim?
Right. Or buy 20 t-shirts each.
Hey,
or, you know, buy this podcast. Sponsor. Hey, maybe you want to sponsor the podcast.
Then I'll be rich.
Arby's.
Arby's should sponsor this because they're disgusting.
The final five for five.
The final five for five. Dude, that's so great. If that made any sense at all, that would go on a t-shirt. It just doesn't. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Bill, they've got the final five for five.
Hey, just give me some...
With my eye.
Just give me some time. I'll work on that.
Final five.
I've already got that Iron Man one. I need
your judgment. Remember that from last week?
I need your competence.
Yeah.
And then the, like an old man fight. It's like bum fights.
There's like a trash can burning stuff.
Yes.
And there's just a guy like with his hands like over it watching.
It's a Mexican with a torn up face.
And there's like a dog.
And a one-eyed bald white guy. And they're just ham-fisting each other, throwing each other across furniture. It's bum fights.
It's like a bum fight. I never even thought of that.
I need your competence. I need your judgment. Bill, I got the Cylon pregnant, Bill.
Spoiler.
Oh, yeah. So there. We don't even know if he did or not. One day, Bill Adama is going to have to sit down with his boy and explain to him why he's not Mexican.
Boy, it's time I tell you the truth.
He's a white.
You're a white man, son.
His son's on that show.
Yeah, look at Almost his real son, which is just younger Almost with like the same tractored face. And
oh,
like,
hot dog?
Yeah, they are the same person.
Yeah, it's like the moon and then like a broken off piece of
younger
the moon.
Younger moon?
Yeah.
Smoother moon?
Slightly smoother.
Slightly smoother.
What is that anyway? What?
Dude.
Is that like...
I'm guessing that punch for a while face? He was like boxing with cheese grater hands and like... That job didn't pan out. Like, I don't know.
That job didn't pan out.
Can you imagine trying to shave that face? Would you have to, like, peel open the craters and, like, find all the stubble inside? He's frightening, terrifying, man. Most frustrating about the Hijinks and Sue experience. Even though I'm more accustomed to it than maybe a lot of people... the business side of things is pretty fucking frustrating. Figuring out how to ship things, how to not lose money selling T-shirts to people in, you know, Europe, and how to do things on time, and how to get your taxes in order and get your fucking, you know, in a perfect world, I would record the podcast, I would draw the comics, and everything would take care of itself. But there's actually a whole business to run, and it, you know, it's just going to get bigger because it's not even really doing a whole lot right now. Certainly not enough to support myself, but that's where we're headed, hopefully. And it's extremely difficult, and it's certainly not the most rewarding part of it, but it's the necessary part. It's the part that might actually end up allowing me to keep doing this. You have to have both. I have to do the business if I want to keep having the fun of making the comic. Other than that, everything else is fucking great. I mean, drawing the comic is fantastic. I love getting my jokes out there. I love getting feedback. The forum's a lot of fun. The comments are great. Imagine, I think I mentioned this on the experiment page, hijinksandsue.com/experiment, that how many people get daily feedback on their job that, like, people liked it. I mean, I don't know. That's a pretty fucking awesome job that every single day people tell me, good job, and, like, why they liked it. I don't know.
Ego stroking them.
It's great. Oh, it's fucking
not bad
great.
At all.
My favorite part is hanging out with my friends.
Oh, shut up.
Were they here? Or...
Who are you talking about?
No.
Did you bring them with you? Or...
No, Josh.
Are they in the car? Did
Josh
you leave in the car?
Them. Oh, okay. It's Josh. Oh, okay. Well, he's not here.
He doesn't blow me.
So. Yikes. Second to last question from Zach. Here's one I heard someone ask one time. It's a good preface. Thank you.
That one time with the face.
What song would be the most amusing to hear karaoke by a group of junk Japanese businessmen?
Oh, what wouldn't be amusing?
Denise?
I've actually heard them sing all kinds of things. So my dad has Japanese businessmen visitors all the time, and they need no prompting as far as singing.
I want them to sing extremely un-karaoke songs like Tool songs or like Nine Inch Nails songs.
Tool's not so huge in Japan, from what I understand.
That's not good for Japan.
I'd want to hear...
Knuckle deep inside borderline. Tell me that you love me. Oh, sorry, love me.
No, I was... Love me.
And we belong together. Rex.
I was thinking Pinball Wizard.
Take my hand. What?
Pinball Wizard by The Who.
He the Pinball Wizard. He got to... What's how that song go?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
Show me mean pinball.
Show play a mean pinball. Bar.
I like how this is where we're headed after like last week's big guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Love
fake
song
Japanese
fest.
Karaoke.
Now it's fake Japanese karaoke. That's
would
awesome.
Be pretty good.
That's it. That's all I got.
Any Iron Maiden? David Lee Roth. Running with the devil. Oh. I live my life right there's no tomorrow.
She got a man. Got a man. Got a man. She half a teacher.
I half a teacher.
Wow.
Congratulations, racism. You win again.
Wow.
You know, it's all just fun.
Disapprove.
It's all fun and games. No, you're our get out of jail free card. We have a bona fide Asian sitting at the table.
Oh, that's how it works.
We can make fun of all the Asians we want because she's nodding approvingly at us.
Smiling.
I don't give a damn.
John Dark, last question. Pew-pew! Since you mentioned the new Weezer album in the last podcast, what are you looking at?
It's actually kind of hard to work this board. I'm like scrolling up and down trying to find.
It's very it's very Pavlovian now that everybody does the pew pew sound.
You were like waiting for it. We can't talk. I'm like, I can't talk to you.
I don't know what to do.
I'm drooling. Since you mentioned the new Weezer album on the last podcast, what do you think of Rivers Cuomo's YouTube songwriting thing? I haven't heard about it.
It's some kind of contest where they ask fans to make the video or something like that, I think.
Oh, really? He says, I think it's sort of lazy. He had fans write the melody, and he sort of just made it into his own sort of thing. Also, Rivers keeps fucking with the videos. You know what,
They're doing an awful lot of promotions, actually, because I saw them on, like, MTV the other day, and I'm like, Weezer on MTV? That's very strange. Like, all over the place on MTV.
Here's the thing about Rivers Cuomo. After he freaked out after Pinkerton, making one of the most solid, just flat-out amazing rock albums in 20 years, he lost his mind and went complete introvert and freaked the fuck out and then got scared of writing and bearing too much of his soul because it was panned critically, even though it ended up, all those people ended up eating shit when they realized it was the best album. He actually... I saw in an interview one time, he documented, so like the mathematical formulas behind every Green Day, Offspring, Nirvana, and Oasis song. Because he figured those were the most consistently commercially popular bands of that decade. And he's probably right. Despite the fact the Offspring you know, blow dicks, they had 7 hits off every record. I mean, they did fantastic. So, he actually broke it down to that, and then when they finally came time to do the Green album, and that's when he started recording hundreds of songs per album. He was cranking them out daily, and they were all very generic and very shitty based on these formulas that he'd figured out. And that's what made it on the Green album. The Green album's just not very special, and the 2 follow-ups after that are certainly no Pinkerton. Mm-hmm. They're just very basic and generic, and there's no emotion behind them. And
it's kind of sad.
It's really sad, and it's also really sad that they still sell really well. So I don't know. Weezer died for me in 1996. So, whatever. I actually enjoy a few of the songs off the Green Album, but not intensely at all.
I can't answer that question.
For personal reasons.
Yes.
Okay. 2 hours and 31 minutes. Are we going to wrap this shithole up?
Sure.
Oh my God. Just end it. Just end the suffering.
Just fucking pull the plug.
Do it.
So anyway, Hijinks and Soup podcast number 16. Eli, I can't really wrap it
go,
up.
Go away.
I can't wrap it up until you play this sound.
I'm so tired of this.
I just need you to hit the button.
It's
at the top.
Come
very
on.
Top. I need you to hit that button. Hit it so hard. And no, it's not it. The one that ends the show, Eli.
Yeah, your thing sucks because I can't rewind.
Yeah, you can. Click inside the thing.
Oh.
Or reload the page. God damn it. You are ruining the professional veneer of this production.
What professional veneer?
It's still refreshing.
Oh, fuck.
You built the
You just
page.
Crashed the internet.
Yeah, I think I did.
God damn it. I'm gonna
are
have
we?
To find
we're
it now.
Never getting out of here, are we?
No. If he doesn't play that sound...
Damn it.
Then we're never leaving. Oh, there we go. Thus concludes another Hijinks and Soup podcast. I'll say it again, and you'll probably be hearing it a lot more in the future. If you enjoyed any part of this, if you loved the podcast, if you liked the comic, if it makes you laugh, consider donating or picking up something from the Hijinks and Soup store.
Please, sweet Christ.
Keep it alive.
Buy something.
Keep it alive.
We could have used a pizza tonight. Or something. Maybe
from Hijinks and Soup Petty Cash. We were gonna buy a pizza.
Yeah. Or at least some fucking like caffeine.
There's drinks in the fridge, dude. You could have gotten some. Been there. Yeah, Eli's leaving. It's over. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, maybe we'll have a normal amount of people here next time.
Hey, well, it's next. Maybe. It might be a special edition thing. We'll see.
Go away. I'm so tired of this.
I'm so fucking tired of these sound effects. So I'm fucking tired of. Did you just break that chair?
No.
I just heard a click pop. Back. Damn.
There.
Oh, no.